This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so happy to be here with you this day on this beautiful weekend. It's a chilly weekend in our part of the woods. Maybe it's chilly where you are. Maybe that's prompting you to think about ways that you can improve the heat in your house, or maybe at least not waste as much. Maybe you want to step up the insulation, or maybe you've had it with this thing we call winter, and you're ready to plan some projects for spring. If they're on your to-do list, you can put them onto ours when you reach out to us with your questions. We'd be glad to help. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask. All you have to do is click the blue microphone button and talk to us. We'll get your question and get you into the next show. Coming up on today's program, we're going to talk about high-efficiency washers. They are on the rise, and also they have Energy Star certified dryers now that can cut energy by like 25%. But the question is, because they're more expensive, do they make sense? Are you going to make it back in efficiency? So we'll sort that out and tell you if it's a smart buy.
And we could all use a little more sunshine this time of year, and spotless windows can help. We've got tips on how to clean your windows like a pro, and you won't even need any paper towels.
And a basement might be a good choice for a bedroom and a bit of privacy, but building codes demand some very special requirements for sleeping spaces that are below grade. We'll sort out if these make sense for your home in just a bit.
But first, are you dreaming about a project that you really want to tackle? Well, if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. So let us know what your projects are, what you are dreaming of, how we can help you achieve those dreams, because that's what we do. We're the dream makers. That's right. I said it.
Call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Sandra in North Carolina is on the line. How can we help you today?
We're trying to decide which quality of filter to use for our furnace filter switch out. Should we use the ones that are cheaper, like the four for $2, or should we use the HEPA filter quality ones that are like $20? For your furnace filters when you change them out?
Well, with filters, you're definitely getting what you pay for, and it really depends on what the situations are with everybody in your house. Now, the less expensive a filter, you know, the thinner that membrane's going to be, and of course, the wider that webbing is, if you will, so it's really not going to stop very much. You know, Tom and I always joke that they're called pebble stoppers because that's really the only thing that's not getting through
exactly.
There. Exactly. So it really depends. You know, the less money you spend, the less things that are getting trapped. If you've got somebody with allergens in the house, you want to spend a little bit more money because you're definitely going to get what you pay for.
Okay, so I need to go to a quality filter because I have a lot of allergies. And the people that built the house, they have to go with the cheaper filter so you can let air circulate.
Yeah, well, look, a good quality filter does not block the air, whether it's, one that's designed for better filtration or one that's designed for lesser filtration. None of these things block the air. So if you have allergy issues, you have asthma issues, you definitely want to use a good quality filter. And if you want the ultimate in filtration, what you might want to think about doing at some point is installing an electronic air cleaner. This is a device that's built into the HVAC system right near the furnace generally. And these are incredibly efficient at taking out, you know, 95% plus of the contaminants that are in the air. I mean, these electronic air cleaners today can take out microscopic sized particles.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your information. You've been very helpful.
You're very welcome, Sandra. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Roy in Illinois is on the line, and there seems to be a crack in the front of the garage. What is going on? Are you getting water in the garage? Is it on the door? What's going on here?
When the house was built about 21 years ago, they brought in a cement saw, and they cut marks in it to control the cracking.
Okay.
Well, the first cut is 4 feet from the garage door. Well, now that part next to the garage has settled down, so when it rains, the water runs towards the garage, which is making it worse.
Ah, and okay.
I saw a commercial on TV for this mudjacking outfit, and they say for a little more than half what it cost to replace the cement, they could jack it back up in place. But you'll see the marks where they drill the holes to put the cement in, and will it last? Should we do the whole driveway over, or is there some way we can do something to make it look good and last? It's a beautiful place. We have no problems with anything, except you drive in the driveway and you see that.
Yeah, so when you get close to the driveway, that last slab, so to speak, tilts in towards the garage, and it's one running water up against the house. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's going to could affect the foundation that's holding the garage up, because you throw a lot of water under it, it becomes less stable and you get a lot more movement. So I do think it's an important thing to fix. Mudjacking will work. And it can replace that area as long as they can lift that slab nice and even so it doesn't crack and become worse. I would just try to get their guarantee that they're not going to crack the slab in the process. But if they can get the mud underneath it, they're basically filling in the low spots, bringing that slab up, and then it's not going to collapse anymore because the concrete they put under it, the mud, so to speak, takes up that void. So I wouldn't be afraid of doing that. And if it turns out that that's less expensive than breaking that one piece out and just pouring that one piece new, then I think you can do that. If you decide to break that out, I don't think you have to do the whole driveway. You can just do that one piece and make sure the soil below is properly tamped. You're going to have to replace that with fill dirt and stone and get it tamped down. Tamping is really key, so it's really solid. What's happened is water's gotten over there over the years. It's softened the soil, and that's what's caused that slab to sort of rotate with the car going back and forth. So I think either option's okay. It becomes an economic choice. My only concern is that you commit to spending money on mudjacking and end up breaking the slab, and then you're kind of almost back to the beginning.
Okay, sounds great. Sounds like you got the answers.
Yeah, well, we tried. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Gayla in California is having an issue with the countertop. Tell us what's going on.
I am. About 4.5 years ago, I remodeled my kitchen and installed Corian countertops. And I used the pattern called Savannah. It's one of the light ones. So I'm getting ready now to sell my home. And looking at the countertops, they're really, there sounds like, I mean, thousands of hairline scratches. And I'm wondering, how can I bring back their luster? They never were shiny, but, you know, they were lustrous.
Yeah, they do have like a satin finish that looks very rich and nice. But obviously over time, just from, you know, normal wear and tear, they are going to dull and, you know, not look so great. There's a good website that generally specializes in granite and marble care. It's called stonecare.com, but they do have some products for Corian. And there's actually a spray, you know, it's made to reduce a residue on the surface. I'm not sure it's going to help you with the scratches, but it could be a good starting point. It's called their Deep Cleaner for Corian, and that might be a good place to start, at least.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that they're that dirty. I do keep them quite clean, but it's just a question. It's just those hairline scratches, and when the sun comes through the window, you really see them.
What that product does is it will also pull out any residue from all the cleaning that you have been doing so religiously, which is a good thing. The other nice thing, though, about Corian is the scratches can be repaired. And if you, the Corian can be repolished, basically lightly sanded, so to speak.
Oh, I was wondering about that.
Right, to actually pull those scratches right out. So that's not something that I would recommend that you do the first time out.
No,
but
I don't
think
so.
But if you contact a kitchen cabinet company, for example, they might have an installer, and for a reasonably small fee, they might come out and repolish those tops for you. They're going to have all the tools and the equipment as well, and probably they can pull many of those scratches right out.
Well, thank you. That sounds like the way to go for me.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, and good luck selling your house.
Well, thank you, and best to you both.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this weekend? I know we are in the thick of winter. Maybe you're just like, I'm just staying warm. I'm dreaming about the springtime. Well, whatever it is that you guys are thinking about, dreaming of, let us know so we can lend you a hand. Coming up, high-efficiency washers and dryers are more expensive, but is the added cost worth the savings on your utility bills? We're going to sort out that answer next.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And you know what, guys? From gardening to garages, right here on the Money Pit and on the Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home ever. So follow along on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast. James in Minnesota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Bought a house about a year ago, and I don't know how old the water heater is because it was a foreclosure. And I had gone downstairs and took the cover off and turned up a little bit to try to get a little more hot water out of it temperature-wise. And I noticed on the inside that it seems wet, like the fiberglass insulation on the tank. So I was wondering if that means, like, the tank is going bad, or do I need to start saving money to buy a new water heater?
The water heater's in your basement?
Yeah, it's in my basement, correct.
You know, sometimes you get a little condensation inside of that. Does your water stay hot, or does it seem to run out quickly?
No, it stays hot for a while. It's just not as hot as I'd like it. So I just went down to dial it up a little, and I saw it was wet inside. And I don't see anything leaking from the bottom.
Okay, well, generally when water heaters leak, everybody knows it, okay? It's not subtle.
Yeah, okay.
All right,
good.
So I doubt it's leaking badly right now. You may have a bit of condensation in there. However, what you want to keep in mind with electric water heaters is that, first of all, they're very expensive to run, and so it's a good idea to have a timer on them. Secondly, with an electric water heater, there's two coils, not just one. So on the outside of your water heater, you should see two panels, one up high and one down low. And each one of those has its own thermostat. And so in order to adjust the temperature, you have to open both of them up. And with a screwdriver, an insulated screwdriver, you turn it very carefully until it's about 110 degrees on both of them. And
okay.
With a 40 or 50-gallon water heater, how many bathrooms do you have in the house?
Two.
So 40-gallon would be smallish. Maybe adequate. 50-gallon would definitely be good. If you're wondering the age of it, on the label on the water heater, there's generally a date that's either written plainly on that or it's coded into the serial number. So if you look at the serial number, you look at the date, you may see a date on there and you can figure out how old this is.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, James. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're in the market for a new washer or dryer, you might be asking yourself if buying the most efficient one available is worth the additional cost. It's an important consideration because some washers and dryers use even more energy than a refrigerator.
Yeah, but while high-efficiency washers and ENERGY STAR certified dryers can cut energy, are these more efficient and more expensive washers and dryers a smart buy? Well, the answer is a definite, it depends.
All right. Well, first, let's talk about how energy-efficient washers and dryers work differently from standard appliances. Now, first of all, a high-efficiency washer, it's going to spin faster, it uses less water, and it wrings out more per load and uses less energy. A front loader is still going to be the most popular, but top loaders are gaining momentum. Now, a high-efficiency dryer features moisture sensors that detect when the clothing is dry, and then it shuts off the dryer automatically. They also combine traditional vented heat with a heat pump, which cuts costs and energy output by recycling that generated heat. So it's a super smart system there. Now, the reviews for high-performance washers and dryers have been positive, but high-efficiency dryers do require longer dryer times, meaning more air is being vented outside, and that can have the effect of driving up your overall heating and cooling costs.
Now, to choose the best high-efficiency appliances, that can be challenging because there are a lot of different options. So here are a couple of things to look for. First, you definitely want to use the Energy Guide label. That's the big yellow sticker that shows yearly energy usage compared to other models in the same category. It features a lot of very helpful information that you can rely on, especially if you're comparing appliances. Now, as the washers go, front loaders spin fastest, and they are the most efficient and also the gentlest on clothes. But they do shake, so anti-vibration pads might be needed. Top loaders cost about $200 less, but save less energy. And one perk, they do let you add clothes mid-load because there's always that extra sweatshirt or sweatpants or whatever that you forgot to throw in there, and towels that we were talking about just last week. And this way you can toss them right in. Now, to maximize savings, look for labor savers. These are the delay start settings that let you preset cycles for when the utility costs are lowest. Quick wash cycles are another feature that work great for lightly soiled loads, requiring less cleaning, and they can save you big in the process. They reduce the hours that's running plus wash times by about 10% or more. Bottom line, if you need a new appliance now, it is generally a good idea to always choose one that's ENERGY STAR rated, and considering the high amount of energy traditional models use, you will earn back the cost increase sooner than usual.
Keith in Delaware is on the line with a fireplace decorating question. Tell us what's going on.
I have a 2x2 foot chimney system, concrete block with a terracotta flue in it, and it's in the garage. And on the living room side of the wall is a red brick fireplace that's 4 feet wide and floor to ceiling. And the hearth in front of it is also 4 feet wide and sticks into the room about 6 feet. And the end of it is a radius to the 4 foot, kind of like a popsicle stick. And we don't really, it originally had a wood stove on it, so there's an 8-inch flue about 2 feet up off the floor. We'd like to change it over to some sort of decorative stone. But since some of it's probably attached to drywall, some of it's attached to concrete block, do we take it down? Can we attach to it? Will it stay up? And then what do we do with the hearth? Should we try to chip some of the brick off and then put a stone on?
So you're never really going to use this hearth for a fireplace?
Well, it was originally for a wood stove. There was never a fireplace. We'd like to put a wood stove back eventually.
Well, if you're going to put something back, then you don't want to destroy what's there.
Is there some sort of product that's thin enough that it doesn't make it too big and bulky in appearance once we cover it over with some sort of a stone?
Keith, you know, there's a product on the market that's pretty new. It's called Airstone, and their website is airstone.com. And it's an easy-to-apply stone veneer. You might want to take a look at that because you could actually attach that to the top of the brick and come up with a totally new look to it.
Okay.
In fact, they've got some photographs of some folks that have done sort of fireplace makeovers on their website and their blog section at airstone.com/blog.
We had thought about painting it, but we didn't really care for the painted approach. I guess we'd have to use muriatic acid and all that to be able to cover it properly. We are committed to changing it, whether it be paint or stone. We're just trying to refresh the room and give it an update appearance, and the brick is just an older, dingy, reddish color.
Right. Now, you know, I don't want you to ignore the fact that painting this room with an appropriate color shade could change the look of it as well. Right now, it sounds like the focus is on the fireplace, but Leslie, if you was to choose some complementary colors to kind of bring this all together, I think it could make an impact as well, don't you think?
I mean, it can, but with the brick playing such a predominant role, you've got to feel comfortable with it and the colors that will work. Now, with a red, your complementary colors to it are going to be sort of in like the green-brown tones that will sort of, you know, work well in the color wheel. It really depends on what your aesthetics are and what the look of the space is. I mean, have you thought about using like a slate or bluestone, some sort of different approach to sort of sheathing it?
We had thought about that. In fact, on the hearth, that would probably be a good choice because it would be easier to sit a wood stove on.
Right, just on the hearth and then leaving the rest brick.
Oh.
And then, you know, that way, you know, I'm not sure how close to the wood stove you might be, but you could do some interesting floor cushions, you know, to give yourself a little seating area around it or some cute benches. Or there's even, I've seen, I'm not sure who makes them, but I've seen some, you know, bronze-legged little benches that would surround a fireplace hearth that are then upholstered on top, and they're sort of built into the hearth itself to create like a surround.
Oh, that's a neat idea.
You know, since it does take up so much space and you could then utilize it.
All right, those are some great ideas.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, daylight savings time is about a month away, like March 10th. We're going to have some tips to help soak up all that extra sunlight with spotless windows when the Money Pit continues after this.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Margie in Maryland needs some help with a kitchen incident gone awry. What happened?
What happened is it's sort of like a barbecue gone bad inside my house. I had some deer meat in a big pot on the stove. It was had a cover on it, and it... I stepped out for a while, and I came back, and there was smoke everywhere in my house. And we opened everything. We opened all the windows and doors and all of that. And what I need is to find out how to get rid of the smoke smell. It is just disgusting. It's terrible. And we've done what we can. I'm washing. My poor washing machine is going nuts. I just wash everything. And we've Febrezed on the furniture. And but my wood furniture, I don't know what to do about. And my walls and my painted woodwork, because the day that it happened, I washed up the floor with vinegar and water, but it seems like the longer it goes, that it's getting harder on the surfaces that it's touched. And I just need some help to figure out how to clean it up, especially on the wood furniture, the walls, and the painted woodwork.
Well, on the furniture, on the woodwork, I think something like Murphy's oil soap would be a good choice. That's a mild solution that smells pleasant and is designed specifically to clean wood surfaces. However, I suspect that the source of most of the smell is going to be in because of materials that are harder to clean, like fabrics, rugs, couches, upholstery, pillows, you know, that sort of thing. And for those, you really need to have a professional company come in and clean them. I mean, there are companies like, I think ServiceMaster is one of them, that specialize in fire and smoke cleaning and water cleanup. And they have the right equipment with the right types of chemicals to take the odors out of those sorts of things. What you can do is clean those hard surfaces on your own. As far as the walls are concerned, I would mix up a fairly weak TSP solution, trisodium phosphate. You can pick that up in the painting section of any hardware store or home center and wash the walls down with that. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so very, very much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Margie. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, cleaning windows is something that takes a lot of time to do. But have you ever felt that even after all of that work, they don't look all that much better? It may be because you're using the wrong cleaning materials. For example, rubbing glass with paper towels or cloth towels creates static. So before you know it, that dust and dirt are stuck right to that window again. A better option is to use a squeegee. You can start at the top corner and move that squeegee back and forth while moving it down like you're drawing a letter S. But here's the real secret. After each stroke, you need to wipe that blade dry, but not with any old towel. You need a lint-free towel like a cloth diaper or old table linen.
Now, if your window has panes, you want to use a utility knife to cut the squeegee so it fits the width of the pane, and then be sure to pull it down in one single stroke. Also, you don't need any fancy store-bought cleaners. You can stick with a homemade solution made of liquid detergent and warm water. When it drips, use a cami cloth to soak up all that extra water because it absorbs without the streaks. That's why I love those camis. They really do a great job.
All right, now we've got Derwin in Texas who's dealing with a fascia board situation. Tell us what's going on.
I have a fascia board that is rotten. The way it's put on there is I have a 1x4 fascia board that's nailed up on there, and then the 1x2 is nailed on the top portion of the fascia board.
Yep.
And which kind of act, and the gutter is nailed to the 1x2, so I guess the 1x2 keeps the gutter from resting up against the fascia board.
Got it.
Keep rotting. Mm-hmm. So, but the drip edge, there's a drip edge that's nailed to the top, so like a 2x2 drip edge, and the top part of the drip edge is nailed to the roof deck, and then the other half lays into the gutter.
So what you want to know is how can you get the rotted fascia board out without taking apart your gutter and your drip edge and your spacer and all that stuff, right?
Right.
There's no way to surgically remove the fascia. It's like one part of the assembly. So you'd have to take the whole thing apart. Now, I mean, it sounds like a lot of work. It's not a tremendous project to get a gutter off. It's not something you can do yourself because you don't want to bend it. So you have to do it with some help, take the gutter off in one piece. But there is an opportunity here, and that is that when you replace the fascia, I would not put wood fascia back. What I would do is I would use a product called AZEK, A-Z-E-K. This looks like wood, so it can look like that old 1x4 that you had, except it's made of cellular PVC. So it cuts like wood, and it looks like wood, but it never rots. So I would definitely suggest that this is an opportunity to improve the material that you're using there. Now, whether or not you put back the spacer and the gutter the way it was before is up to you. You really don't need to have a spacer. You could put the gutter right up against the AZEK, then have the roof just lay into the top of the gutter. That would be the most normal assembly for that kind of thing. But if you want the spacer and it just works out better because that's the way it was before, then what you could do is buy 1x6 AZAC, cut a 1.5-inch strip off of it, use that as a spacer, and use the rest. You'll have 1x4 left, and use that for the fascia, and you'll have the strip just in one piece.
So it cuts just like wood.
Looks like wood, cuts like wood, doesn't rot like wood. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Let us know what you are working on and how we can help you tackle all of those projects. Coming up, rising real estate prices, lower salaries, and student debt can all make it hard for young adults to find living independence. And that means they've returned to their parents' nest. Yippee! Is this what I have to look forward to? Them never leaving?
Yep.
Well, we're going to share some tips on how to convert basement spaces to a place for this boomerang generation next.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what do you got going on at your Money Pit? Are you tackling big projects this winter season? Or are you kind of just lining stuff up for the spring? Well, whether you are dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a renovation, consider us your coach, your helpers, your home improvement therapist for all of those things, remodeling, decor, or fix-up on the Money Pit podcast. Be sure to download it today at moneypit.com/podcast. Jan in California is having a wallpaper removal situation. Tell us what's going on.
I've been removing wallpaper and repapering for 50 years, and I've never come across where you take the wallpaper off and it looks like there's a paper lining behind it. I've had some people tell me that this is a filler for the texturing, so the wallpaper looks smooth, and others tell me that it's a liner, and it fills the whole wall with pencil lines where the wallpaper goes. I don't want to damage the sheetrock that's underneath, so I'm a little leery about taking that off or leaving it on or what I should do with it.
So your end game is to get down to the drywall?
Well, it doesn't have to be if I can texture over what's there, but it's almost like a paper, and I don't know if we can put the mud and everything on that.
If it's adhered well, then I don't see why you couldn't texture over it. Do you want to use a textured paint?
No, I want to use the texture that I've had on the other walls.
The key here is whether or not the surface that you've exposed is well adhered to the drywall underneath. If it's well adhered, then you can go ahead and put your texture over that. If it's not, then your texture could be on there for a couple of months and it could start falling off in chunks when that backer paper pulls off. As long as it's well adhered, then I don't see any reason you can't go on top of it, Jan.
Okay, I appreciate you and enjoy your program all the time.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, while many young adults return home to save money, and if your home has a basement, it can offer all the advantages of apartment living, but at a fraction of the cost. While the lifestyle might not create total living independence, a successful basement remodeling project does help establish an important first step to that goal.
True, but building out a basement living space, well, it's not quite as simple as just assembling a bed frame and popping in a mattress and maybe plugging in an extra refrigerator. To stay safe, it's really important that the basement remodeling meet current building codes, the most critical of which is providing egress, and that refers to a way to get out in the event of an emergency.
Now, a proper egress is not only for the benefit of the occupants. Compliance with the standard is also essential for firefighters and other emergency rescue personnel who may need to carry backpacks with gear or oxygen tanks into a basement in the event of a fire.
Now, while typical basement windows provide light and a minimal amount of ventilation, and doors can provide weather resistance and security, specially designed egress window wells or basement doors are available that meet modern building code standards for that all-important emergency exit.
And having young adults return home to live with mom and dad in the family basement might not be the most preferable arrangement for either party, but if it does occur, the first step should be to make sure that the living space is up to code and your kids have a safe exit in case of emergency.
Or if they get in late and they don't want to disturb you, they can just, you know, slide through the window because it's big enough now.
Sparky in Georgia is on the line with a question about cleaning a bathroom. How can we help you today?
I live in a subdivision, about 65 employees out in the country. I actually test the water on a daily basis for the chlorine and report that at the end of the month to the local provider. I've got a two-bedroom house. In one bathroom, I've got no problem with the water in the tank or the bowl. In the master bedroom, I've got the bath where it's got a black ring, water ring, and I've replaced the water line, the inside of the water tank, replaced the entire bowl, and it continues to come up. Even after we clean the bowl, we still get that black water ring.
So you're able to remove it, but it comes back.
That's correct.
And it only shows up on that bathroom and not others.
That's correct. And the products that we've gotten from the store, off the store shelf, have not been able to help either. And we've actually gone to the internet and says the more chlorine you put in it, the more that black ring will come back. But we clean the both bathrooms with the same products.
Are the toilets the same age?
The same age, yes. I've called the water company and they said they don't have a clue. And like I said, I sampled the water and tested every day for the monthly reports.
I wonder if there's something different about the porcelain finish on that toilet. For example, if one toilet's finish was, maybe it was scrubbed more over the years, and as a result, it's worn off some of its porcelain, so it's a bit more porous and becomes more of a trap for bacteria to kind of grow in. And I'm speculating here. I'm kind of shooting from the hip, Sparky, because I know that that you've tried all of the sort of normal things. But it's confusing that it happens just in this one particular bathroom with this one particular toilet. I guess given everything that you've done, have you considered just replacing the toilet and seeing if that does it?
That we've done. In fact, I got to go back and you may be onto something because one one bowl is round, which is the one issue that we've got. The other bathroom, it is oblong. So they were the same manufacturer, but two different bowls.
That would be the only thing that seems left because you've done everything else.
I was just wondering if there's some product on the market other than Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot of products that clean this, but it's not going to stop from coming back. I mean, the go-to product for me is CLR. Have you used that yet?
No, I have not.
So that's an old standby. Take a look at CLR, calcium. It stands for calcium, lime, and rust. It basically is one of the best toilet bowl cleaners out there. Inexpensive, and give that a shot. But if it continues to develop that issue, I might consider replacing the toilet if it's really bothersome. Either that or get one of those Tidy Bowl men with the blue dye so you just don't notice it.
Correct. Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much.
All right, Sparky. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Coming up, Andrew is thinking about making the switch to an induction range. We're going to share at least one consideration he might not have thought about when The Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top-growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws, with delicious home-style options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
.com for details.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house, whether they are inside or out. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or not, we want to make sure you don't become a do-it-to-yourselfer, if you know what I mean. So reach out to us with those questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Andrew in Maine wrote in, and he's thinking about switching to an induction range. He says, I have a gas cooktop with a downdraft, and I'm considering changing to induction. My understanding is that it would be faster, more efficient, and easier to keep clean. What considerations should I know about when making the switch? I've heard that induction cooktops have reliability issues. How much of a concern is this in your experience? You know, I don't really know, honestly, about the reliability issues. What I will say, we have an induction cooktop at Good Morning America that we use for cooking segments. My friend moved into a home that has an induction cooktop. Their experiences and mine in the studio are fantastic with them. They heat quickly. They heat evenly. The best part about it is once you remove the pot, they cool almost instantly. So cleaning is a breeze with the right products. And it's all smooth surface glass, so you just clean right up. There's nothing to take a grill away or a grate or anything to do extra cleaning. The trick here, though, Andrew, is that induction cooktops only work with certain types of cookware. It has to be able to hold a magnet. So like if you take your pot or pan and you can stick a magnet to the bottom of it, you know it's going to work on the induction cooktop because that's how they heat up. If you have cookware that's not magnetic in that way or specifically made for induction cooktops, they're really not going to do the trick. They're not going to get hot. It's not going to work. I remember when my friend first moved into her home, she's like, I don't understand. It's taking forever to cook the pasta for the kids when it used to take 2 minutes at home. And I'm like, your pot's not right for your stovetop type. And once she switched it, I mean, water boils instantly. So you might not be considering the cost of this cookware, and cookware can be pricey, and you're going to need all new. So definitely keep that in mind.
Yeah, not only that. I mean, just, you know, first of all, purchasing the appliance, they're not inexpensive. You have to run a 240-volt electrical circuit to it. And you have to remove the gas lines and everything that's there now. So it's a pretty big improvement. You got to be really into induction cooking if you're going to take all of these steps.
All right. Now we have Brian, who has a question about reinforcing a bathroom floor. He says he's remodeling a bathroom in a 1955 house, and the subfloor is rotten where the tub was, and one joist has termite damage. I've dealt with the termites, but I'm wondered, how do I repair these joists?
Good question. So this is probably a good application for what's called sistering. So sistering is when you have a bad floor joist. It could be rotted or it could have been...
When you cozy up to your best friend, your sister.
Exactly. And bolt on for dear life. So you put another joist, a brand new one, right next to the damaged one. Now, it's important that you have this new one be from bearing point to bearing point. So what I mean by that is if it goes across the whole... say basement or maybe halfway across the basement because there's a beam there, the sister has to be that long. It can't just be like patch. It has to be the full size so that it actually will carry the load. And then all you do is you connect them together. You glue them together first with construction adhesive, and then I use carriage bolts and bolt them together, and it becomes like a substitute joist for the one that's rotted. Then you can go rebuild normally on top of that. So it's a really good way to reinforce a floor that's had that kind of damage.
All right, good luck with that project. I hope this new bathroom comes out wonderfully, and, you know, maybe you're getting two sinks so everybody has a chance to brush and wash at the same time.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Hey, guys, thanks so much for spending a part of your day with us. If you've got questions about projects you'd like to get done, remember, you can reach us 24/7 by dialing 1-888-MONEYPIT, or for the quickest response, just go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
1840. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely.
Breaking news. This hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. World leaders and Russian opposition activists wasted no time yesterday blaming the reported death of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny on President Putin and his government. Many are gathered at the Munich Security Conference, where the agenda included defense assistance for Ukraine, as well as the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Meanwhile, President Biden picked up a rather unwanted endorsement.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country would prefer to see Joe Biden win a second term, describing him as more experienced and predictable than Donald Trump. That's even though Moscow strongly disagrees with the current administration's policies. Mr. Biden is a fierce critic of the Russian leader, calling him a killer in 2021 and denouncing Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Putin has frequently praised Trump, so his motives for saying President Biden is a better choice for Russia were unclear. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Authorities in Virginia investigating the cause of a house explosion that killed a firefighter, injured 10 others, and leveled a home in a suburb outside Washington, D.C. Firefighters were called to the home in Sterling, Virginia Friday night around 7:30. A neighbor tells WJLA-TV they could smell gas before the house blew.
The whole house shook. It was a huge explosion. And unfortunately, I had walked my dog earlier, about an hour and a half earlier, and I smelled gas. And somebody in our neighborhood actually called the fire department to check on the gas leak.
Fire chief says the cause has not been determined, but it's likely propane-related. Former President Trump calling a New York judge's order to pay $355 million in penalties after the judge found that the Trumps engaged in years-long scheme to dupe banks and others with financial statements inflating his wealth, called it a complete and total sham. Mr. Trump spoke earlier today at an outdoor rally at a Jetport in Waterford Township, about 40 miles northwest of Detroit. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
A former chief of staff to longtime Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan sentenced to 2.5 years in a federal prison.
Timothy Mapes of Springfield was convicted for lying under oath to a grand jury to protect his once powerful boss. A jury in U.S. District Court in Chicago last year convicted the 69-year-old Mapes of making false declarations before a grand jury and attempted obstruction of justice. Prosecutors told jurors that Mapes lied repeatedly when he testified in 2021 to a grand jury investigating Madigan and others.
Jeremy House with that report. Auto workers at Ford's largest and most profitable factory are threatening to walk out. UAW says nearly 9,000 members at the Kentucky truck plant in Louisville will strike February 23rd if the local contract dispute's not resolved. If it goes, it'd be the second time picket lines go up in the past year. SRN and townhall.com. There are a lot of inspiring stories in sports about a lot of gutsy athletes. Well, now you can add one more, the story of Parker Byrd.
The East Carolina sophomore appeared in Friday's baseball season opening win against Rider. When Parker came to the plate, he took a called strike. Then he drew four consecutive balls and reached first base on a walk. At that point, he was pulled from the game as a pinch runner took over at first. So why in the world is this important? Parker Byrd was injured 2 years ago in a boating accident. He had part of his right leg amputated, and he now wears a prosthetic. Officials believe he is one of just a very few college athletes in history to compete with just one leg. Jason Walker reporting.
Be sure to check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are here to help you with projects you want to get done around your house. We've been at this a long time, and it's what we do. It's what we love to do. We love to empower you. We love to inform you. We love to cheer you on as you take on improvements to make your home more comfortable, more beautiful. Whatever you want to get done, you could start with a call to us, and we will help you take that first step, make sure you're using the best materials, determine if you can do it yourself or you need to hire a pro, and share with you some tricks of the trade to make it go that more smoothly. You do that by reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, did you guys know that over 350,000 house fires happen every year? And a big portion of those are caused by fireplaces and also wood-burning stoves. So we're going to tell you what you need to know to keep safe.
And the experts at Consumer Reports are out with tips to help us choose cleaning products with safer ingredients. We'll tell you what they came up with.
And if you're planning on hiring a pro to help get a project done, there's one thing you might want to check before pressing go. We'll have tips to make sure you are protected in case there is an accident on site just ahead.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. It's our job, our mission to educate, to inspire, and to help you build confidence on all of those projects that you'd like to get done.
But your job is to help yourself first by reaching out to us with those questions. A couple of ways to do just that. Call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask. Who's first?
Judy in Arkansas is on the line with a floor that's coming apart. Tell us what's happening.
Well, it's been down about 13 years. It's like a $5,000 floor is what it costs us. It's a 1,000-square-foot room. It's pergo. We have some seams that have kind of bubbled up a little bit. Is there any way to fix this? I don't intend to replace it, okay?
So you say the seams have bubbled up on laminate floor, so they're pressing together and sort of pushing up?
Yeah, just a little bit. I have some extra boxes out there, but not enough to fix all of it.
Yeah, if that's happening on a wide scale basis, then I suspect something was done incorrectly in the installation. A couple of things to remember about laminate floor. First of all, the floor that it goes down on top of has to be pretty flat. It's got a very low tolerance to floors that are even the least bit out of level, that have any kind of bumps or rolls in it. Secondly, if it's put on too tight, so that it doesn't have enough room to expand and contract, then you can see that floors will buckle up. They'll press in because they're expanding, and they'll push up and have those seams come apart. So those are the things that you really need to look into with this. I would get your contractor back and have them address this, because that definitely should not have happened once that floor was put down.
Even 13 or 14 years out?
Definitely shouldn't have happened.
Do you think it'd be like moisture?
I mean, it could be. It could be moisture related. Have you had an excessive amount of moisture recently when this started to happen?
No, not at all.
Yeah, but it could just be consistent moisture from, you know, the hydroscopic nature of the concrete over time.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, and the house is about 30 years old.
How long ago did it start to come up?
It's been going on. You know, we've been noticing spots off and on for a while.
Well, Leslie's correct. It could very well be moisture related if it's that frequent and it laid down flat for the, you know, for all the other years up to that.
Okay, and there's nothing else I can do?
No, you can't fix something like that, Judy. Unfortunately, you have to replace it. But what I would do if I replaced it, I would be very careful about measuring the moisture in the concrete and make sure it's not wetter than what the manufacturers allow. And secondly, I'll give you a trick of the trade, which is that even though the laminate floors today are locked together type pieces, you can add glue to those seams as well, and that gives you a more permanent protection against this happening again.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome, Judy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
John in Maryland's on the line with a gutter issue. What's going on at your money pit?
I have an area where I have a system over top of the gutters that is very similar to a very famous helmet type company that you may have heard of, but it's not that, but it's the same type of product, and it seems to be overflowing. Well, of course, they're never supposed to need to be cleaned, and actually I got up there figuring, okay, well, I guess that's sort of not true. Maybe I have to clean it. Get up there, and it's completely sealed. So I looked at some stuff online as to why they might overflow like mine are, and apparently there's somebody who said something like could get pollen and things like that, and from the trees. And I do have fairly heavily wooded lot, and the trees were definitely overgrown for the past couple of years before I trimmed them back recently.
So I guess this particular gutter product that you purchased probably came with a guarantee for clog-free gutters. Is that correct?
I don't know if this system did, and it's probably been 10 years ago, at least since I had them installed.
All right, so here's my experience with those types of gutter covers. I have seen them work and work quite well in some cases. Usually where there's a problem is when you have a fairly steep roof and your water, as it trickles down, builds up a lot of momentum and hits that gutter cover and never really draws into the gutter itself. It washes over the top of it. So you may possibly be seeing gutter water that's running over the top of it, because it's not, the surface tension of the water is not strong enough to pull it all into the gutter itself. They usually work well with moderate rainfalls, not heavy rainfalls. The other thing that I've seen is if you have the kind that has like a fine mesh, yes, you can get some fine particulates that will block those up, but that should be visible to you when you're looking at it. And if you don't see that, I don't think that's the case. If it's not working and those two solutions don't make a lot of sense to you, then it might be time to remove and replace it. I've had good experience with a type that has small holes that looks like a shutter, like a louver, that fits over it, and I like it because it works most of the time, and if it occasionally gets clogged, it's very easy to lift it up and pull the leaves out.
I see. Okay.
All right. Well, I hope that helps you a little bit. Good luck with that project, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Chris in Arkansas is on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
Well, I bought a house, and it has two bathrooms, and the tile sink and tubs are baby pink and baby blue.
What's wrong with that?
Well, not exactly what I had in mind. But I was wondering if you can successfully, until I get to redo the bathrooms, if you can successfully paint over them without it looking terrible.
Yes and no. I mean, you can. there's a quite an extensive process to it to make sure that you get proper adhesion, that it sticks very well. However, whenever you're dealing with a painted surface and water is involved and areas that you have to clean as well, you're going to get some wear and tear. So I don't think it's the best idea. I mean, there are kits that you can buy online. Basically, if you want to do it without a kit, and of course, then you don't want to paint the grout, but a lot of people do paint the grout, and then that looks weird also. So you got to think about all these things. But you're going to want to use a very, very durable oil-based primer. And of course, you've got to clean those tiles very, very well before you even think about putting a drop of primer on them.
And I think Sherwin-Williams actually makes a primer that is super, super adhesive. And the reason I know about this is because the way they demoed it was by painting it on tile and then putting a second layer of paint on it. But even though it's a really adhesive paint, I agree with you completely that eventually, in a very short period of time, especially if you're cleaning the surface, you're going to start wearing through it.
Okay. And like I said, not knowing if I could or not, I just was, you know, thinking if I could buy myself some time and just paint it until I can redo. Or maybe it's sounding like I should just wait so I can redo.
Well, you know, the bad news about those old tile bathrooms is that they have, you know, these very traditional, like 1960s-like colors. The good news is that the tile quality is usually really good, and the way it's installed is really solid. And that's why, if at all possible, maybe you could think about decorating around this tile. So you said you have, is it pink and blue?
Yes.
You know, with the pink, I think we're seeing such a big trend in pink really making a comeback in bathroom spaces. You know, you could go overload on the pink. You can add in florals. You can add in different tones of pinks. You can sort of tone it down with neutral beiges and grays and hints of gold and sort of make it, like, glamorous and more girly. You know, there are ways you can do that. Blue tile, I feel like, you know, it's just a poor choice. Blue tile is blue tile.
I totally agree with you.
You know, maybe everything else goes, like, super clean, but I just feel like if you attempt to paint the tile, you're going to be sad in the long run, and it will perhaps motivate you to do the permanent work more quickly.
Okay. Well, exactly that, and that's why I called. I just wasn't sure if there was some miracle cure that I, you know, hey, this works great or not. And I am trying my best at decorating around, but the pink, yes, has worked better than the blue.
At least we solved half the problem, Christine.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit. Coming up, the National Fire Protection Association says big portions of house fires are caused by faulty fireplaces and wood-burning stoves. We're going to tell you what you need to know to keep safe when the Money Pit continues. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on? Is it a repair? Maybe you're thinking about a renovation. Maybe you're trying to figure out what you could do to make your house better. Well, consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist for all of those things. Remodeling, decor, fix-up, you name it. On the Money Pit podcast, you'll get all the scoop. Download yours today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Heading out to Delaware, where Ed's got a problem in the basement and some sort of mysterious odor. What's going on down there?
I purchased a home back in 2015 of August, and about 3 months into it, I lost power in the basement, and it turns out I had some moisture in the electrical outlets. So those outlets have since been closed off, and I was told I had to get them rewired. But apparently there was some moisture coming in somewhere, but ever since I purchased the home, there's this odor that radiates from the basement, and it's just like a chemical odor, and it comes upstairs and literally gets in everything that's the clothes and everything that goes with you to work, and it stays in the clothes. I just can't seem to get rid of it.
Is the basement unfinished, Ed?
No, unfortunately, it's finished. It has paneling against the wall.
It has paneling?
Yes.
And does it have carpets?
Half the basement has carpet, yes. And the carpet seems drying everything, so I was hoping it was something radiating from the carpet, but that seems to be okay. So my next option is basically to get a waterproofer in here and potentially have the basement gutted and finished, you know, seal the walls.
No, you don't want to do that. So I do think that the most likely source of the odor is simply dampness. And because it's partially finished, you know, the materials can, when they get wet, they can also hold bacteria, and that can cause an odor. The carpet is absolutely terrible. That will hold dust and dust mites and dirts and can really contribute to the smell. But the solution is never, ever to call a basement waterproofer. Those guys generally install one kind of system and one kind of system only, and that's a series of drains and pumps that pump water out. But your problem can be easily resolved by doing two things. Number one, improving the drainage condition at the foundation perimeter. So that means adding soil where it's flat, sloping it away from the walls and that sort of thing. And secondly, and even more importantly, looking at the gutter system, making sure the downspouts are clean, free-flowing, and extending from the foundation perimeter at least 4 to 6 feet. So those two things will reduce the amount of moisture that collects at the perimeter, and that will reduce humidity in the basement and certainly reduce any chance of flooding. Once that's done, I would probably also opt to install a dehumidifier in the basement, and I would put in a good quality dehumidifier, such as one from Santa Fe. They have some nice units that hang from the ceiling that really do an effective job at pulling moisture out. And you can set up that drain so it basically drains outside or to a condensate pump, so it's not like you're going to have to empty a pan of water now and again.
Then at some point, you're going to have to decide what you want to do with that basement. I can't tell you how many times I've seen paneling pulled off to find lots and lots of mold behind it, and that may or may not be the case there. But I think if we reduce the moisture in that basement, I think you'll find a lot of the odor will dissipate.
Okay. And as far as the electrical outlets in that basement containing a little bit of moisture.
Condensation. It's all related. It's all the same issue. You've got a lot of condensation there.
Okay.
Take a look at moneypit.com. Right on the home page, there is a good article, one of the most popular ones on the site, about how to solve basement moisture problems and flooding.
Okay, will do.
All right, good luck, Ed. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, the National Fire Protection Association reports that over 350,000 house fires happen every year, especially in winter when a large number of those fires are caused by fireplaces and wood-burning stoves. So here's a few tips to help keep you safe from those types of issues. First, one of the leading causes of residential home heating fires is a dirty chimney. Chimneys need to be cleaned and inspected once a year, or once for every cord of wood you burn. You know how much a cord is? It's a pile of wood that's 4 foot by 4 foot by 8 foot. So it's a lot of wood. And if you're burning through that kind of wood, you need to have your chimney cleaned.
All right. Now, next, many residential heating-related fires are ignited because the fireplace or other heat source is too close to items that can burn. So it's important to maintain a safe zone around your fireplace and to keep things like your clothing, upholstered furniture, bedding at least 3 feet from the fire. Also, you want to be mindful of things like packages, bags, boxes. We all tend to just kind of put things down where they sometimes fit, and if it's placed near a fireplace, we don't always kind of connect that with the risk that could happen. You also want to be careful to burn the right kind of wood. Hardwood is best, and the wood needs to be properly seasoned and dried. You also always want to use a screen around the fireplace because embers come flying out occasionally, and they could start a fire. So if you have a screen, you can potentially stop that from happening.
Now, when the fire is done, you're going to have ashes, and it's really important that you store those responsibly. Make sure the ashes cool completely before you store them in a metal container, and be sure to keep that container a safe distance away from your home. I'll tell you a little story about ashes. You know, we had gone camping this past summer, and we had a nice fire in the evening, and then there was a torrential rainfall. So we let the water just wash onto the fire pit and figured out we'd just put it out. You know, the next morning it was still hot enough to restart, even with it raining all night long. So it's kind of crazy. You need to make sure, assume that those ashes are not out, and store them away from the house. Never keep them anywhere near the house. And this way you will be totally safe.
Mary in Massachusetts is on the line with an appliance that's acting up. What's going on, Mary?
The bottom fills up with water, and I mean probably an inch or two, but... Like, say we run the dishwasher at night. Like, I get up this morning at 7. There wasn't anything on the bottom of the dishwasher. And about an hour later, it was filled. And it's been doing that. And we don't understand what's going on. We've had the hoses checked to, you know, make sure they're not bent or anything. But we can't figure it out.
Okay, so have you cleaned out the bottom of the dishwasher? Sometimes the drain gets clogged. That's the easy fix right there.
Oh, yeah, we've done that.
So you have no food particles there?
No.
So there must be an obstruction somewhere that's causing it. There's an obstruction somewhere in the line that's causing the water and the plumbing in that part of the house to back up, and it's just evidencing itself in the dishwasher. Have you checked the connection to your garbage disposal?
Well, I don't have a garbage disposal.
You don't? So it drains where? Does it drain into the trap under the sink, or where does it drain?
Right, into the trap under the sink.
Yeah, I think you're backing some water up there. It's going back up the hose and into the dishwasher.
All right, then I'm going to have somebody come over. We did have someone come over. I don't think he's, he honestly couldn't figure it out. He, you know, checked the hoses and make sure they weren't bent or anything. And he stayed for a while, and... Yeah, and it happened again. The water started coming in after he ran it.
So if you're running it and it's not draining, then there's a different set of causes for that. It's either a drain pump or the drain impeller, or there's a solenoid kit that has to do with removing the water. But if you're telling me this water is showing up when you're not running the dishwasher, then I think it must be backing up through the plumbing system. Okay, Mary? So I think that's a good approach.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, we're going to share Consumer Reports' new information about cleaning products. What's safer to use in your home? So stick around.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Just when you thought BT Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. BT Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. BT Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call BT Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So, Leslie, what projects do you have planned for the spring? You must be thinking ahead. I know you always got a project or two in the back of your mind.
I'm actually thinking about putting air conditioning up at the ski house. You know, we've been renting it out, and I hear that there are a lot of people from southern states that come up to Vermont for the summer months. I'm kind of, you know, shopping around what I could earn with a renter in the summer months and how much an air conditioning system might cost. So that's one of the things on my list. But, you know, I'm always doing fun decor things at home. I just like to keep things fresh.
Heading to Minnesota, where Beth is doing some work in the bathroom, and you want some toilet help. What's going on?
Well, the water kept running into it, so I decided to install a new field valve and flapper. And I measured everything, and I followed the instructions, and I did solve the original problem, but now I developed a new one. When I flush it, the water goes into the bowl okay, except now anything in the bowl goes to the top of the bowl, almost to the rim. And then when the tank itself is filled, then the bowl goes down slowly and it flushes, but then it only leaves a little water in the bowl. So I called the manufacturer and talked to them. He said, well, try plunging it because it might be a clog. So I did that. I tried hot water and bleach to see if I could get that, if it is a clog. But nothing has worked. And I don't know what to do. I give up.
I mean, that's what happens typically in a clog, is it'll fill to the top, and then the tank will fill, and then it'll, you know, that suction force will just bring everything down.
Yeah. And the ones that are the trickiest to diagnose is when you have a partial clog, where you have some water that's getting past, but not a lot. So I wonder if something is lodged in either the trap of the toilet or the line beyond that. And really the next step is to have a plumber come out and do a drain cleaning of that. I'll tell you a funny story about how this happened when my kids were younger. We had a toilet that was clogged in a downstairs bathroom, and outside this bathroom we had a willow tree. And I knew that the willow tree roots used to get into the plumbing line, so I immediately assumed that was what it was, and I went outside and dug up my yard and found the pipe clean out, which was a couple of feet below the surface, and I snaked one way and snaked the other way, and I couldn't find any clog. So I thought, well, maybe it's between the pipe break and the toilet, so I decided to pull the toilet off. And don't you know that when I did that, I turned it over and noticed something blue in the bottom of the toilet. And, of course, you're not supposed to have anything blue in a ceramic toilet. It turned out to be a little toy telephone that one of my kids had dropped down there that was letting just enough water through to trick us. And so you never know what's going to be in there. And if you have a partial obstruction like that, that could explain for what's happening.
Okay, well, the only thing I can do then is to get a plumber.
Yep. You don't want a carpenter, that's for sure. Beth, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, the experts at Consumer Reports have been taking a good hard look at the products we use to clean our homes, and they've offered these tips to help choose cleaning products with safer ingredients. Here's what they came up with. First, consider an all-purpose cleaner. Now, despite what product marketing may tell you, a different cleaner isn't necessary for every surface in the house. An effective all-purpose cleaner will handle almost every job, from the kitchen counter and floor to the toilets, the bathtubs, everything.
Now, next, you want to select cleaners with ingredients that are actually listed on the packaging. It turns out that federal legislation doesn't actually require companies to include cleaning product ingredients on the packaging. So by choosing products with disclosed ingredients, you know more about what you and your family are being exposed to.
Yeah. Now, here's another one. Go fragrance-free, because the components of a fragrance are not always required to be listed on those labels, and fragrances can contain hundreds of hidden ingredients, many of which have been associated with a whole host of health issues.
It's also a good idea, along the same lines, to avoid cleaners that have dyes or colorants. You know, the color in the cleaning solution doesn't necessarily contribute to its effectiveness, so it's just another unnecessary chemical exposure. Plus, some colorants commonly used in cleaners have been linked to asthma, skin sensitivity, and irritation.
You also want to make sure you're choosing cleaners with safer disinfecting active ingredients listed as the active ingredient on those labels. Now, those include ingredients like hydrogen peroxide, at least 3%, ethanol, at least 70%, or citric acid, at least 0.5%. These are all active ingredients registered with the EPA to fight against various common pathogens.
And you can also experiment with a vinegar-based solution for jobs like cleaning windows and glass. You know, an all-purpose cleaner It's going to handle many jobs, but glass is a notable exception. A simple mixture of equal parts vinegar and hot water can be one safe alternative.
I swear, vinegar is like the magic cure-all. You also want to make sure that...
It sure is. It does it all.
It really does. You also want to make sure you look for products certified to be safer for people and the planet, and those include products certified by MadeSafe. Another good starting point is the EPA's Safer Choice. Products carrying this label use ingredients that are verified by the EPA to be safer than most conventional options. Mike in Louisiana is on the line with a question about concrete. What's happening to it?
I have a crack in my foundation, and I was wondering what would be the best way to stop it.
So is this a basement foundation or a crawl space foundation? What's it look like?
I have on the slab, but I don't have a basement, nothing. It's just a crack in the concrete, goes pretty much all the way across on one end of the house.
Okay, so is it the floor, or do you see it from the outside? Where are we seeing this?
Just in the floor. I just see it in the floor. I don't see it on the side. I've looked at it twice on the outside, and I haven't seen it.
All right, so that might not be part of the foundation, because when you have a slab-on-grade house, the floor area itself is actually not part of the foundation. Only the perimeter is. So that's a pretty standard crack repair. What you want to do is go to a home center and pick up a QuikCrete, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E, epoxy-based or patching compound. And that is something that you can apply to the crack. There's a number of different types of this. Some of it comes in a tube that you can apply with a caulk gun, and others you mix up. But it has to be a patching material because otherwise it won't stick to the old concrete. And then what you do is clean out that crack, you apply the patch, let it dry, and you're good to go.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks again for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call so you can be in on the fun. Let us know what you are working on, and we'll help you to get that project done right the first time. We're standing by at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, if you're planning on hiring a pro to help get a project done, there's one extra thing you might want to check before you press go, and that's what happens if a worker gets hurt while working at your home. We're going to have tips to make sure you are protected just ahead.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuikCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuikCrete Fast Setting Concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy.
You'll find QuickCrete Faceting Concrete Mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. From gardening to garages on the Money Pit podcast, we're going to help you create your best home ever. Follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast.
Gail in Ontario is on the line. How can we help you today?
We just had a high-efficiency energy furnace and central air installed in our house, and I have a ranch-style house crawl space. It's all insulated. And they installed the furnace in the laundry room, and they've got the condensate pipes from the furnace and the central air dripping into a bucket into the ground of the crawl space, and there's limestone in the bucket. And we're at odds whether this is a good thing or not.
So when you say it's dripping into a bucket, is this a sump pump, like a sump pit, or is this just like a bucket on the ground in the crawl space? I mean, kind of describe it for me.
Yeah, it's just a bucket with limestone in it. They cut a hole in my plastic that's running along the bottom of the crawl space, and they've got the bucket over the where they cut it. And, yeah, the pipe is just dripping into the bucket, going through the limestone and in the ground.
They're basically just dumping the water underneath the vapor barrier. No, I don't think that's a very good idea at all. It's really sloppy. What you should be doing in this case is you should, or they should, more accurately, have installed a condensate pump. Now, a condensate pump's a small pump. It sits near the furnace and near the air handler. And then the moisture goes into that pump. And once it fills up, a float starts the pump up and then pumps that condensate up through usually a clear plastic tube or a small pipe and then outside. So you basically run it outside your house the same way you might discharge your gutter. Like, for example, in my house, I have a condensate pump that discharges into the same splash block as my gutter downspout and takes that water outside. I don't like the idea at all of just dumping it into the crawl space soil, which is essentially what they're doing here.
Yeah, I'll tell them that. Yeah, like it was really bothering us because we didn't think it was a good thing because I'm thinking all that water going under there, it's defeating the purpose of insulating the crawl space.
Yeah, no, your intuition is spot on, okay? So you call that Ontario, Canada contractor back and get him to fix that, okay?
And thank you so much for calling me.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project.
Well, as you plan your home improvement projects for spring, you may be planning to hire some contractors to help. Now, if that's the case, you must make sure they're properly insured. If not, you may end up footing the bill in the event of an accident or a renovation gone badly.
Yeah, in many areas of the United States, contractors that work for themselves are not required by law to have liability insurance or workman's comp, which is why it's important for you to get proof of insurance before the start of any home improvement project. Also, if you think you're already covered by your homeowner's insurance, actually, you might not be. Homeowners insurance policies generally don't cover incidents involving uninsured or unlicensed contractors.
Now, the other thing to be aware of is that uninsured contractors also tend to be unfamiliar with building codes and are usually unable or unwilling to apply for permits. When a project lacks the proper permits, a homeowner can be ordered to remove or repair the work that has already been completed. So, to make sure you're hiring a real pro, be sure to check your contractor's insurance
before allowing any work to begin on your property.
All right, we've got Brad on the line. Brad, what can we do with you today at the Money Pit?
I have a knee wall in our bedroom upstairs. I'm planning to box out the eaves. Now, the knee wall is currently insulated, and I was wondering if I box out the eaves, do I need to remove the insulation from that wall? Because obviously I'm going to insulate above the box and the back of the box, but do I need to remove the insulation from the wall?
So this is the knee wall in the attic between the floor and the exterior?
Yes. The knee wall, it splits the eaves from the bedroom.
Right. So the back of that wall is technically an exterior wall. So, yes, that should be insulated.
If I box it out with sheetrock and insulate on the outside of that sheetrock area, should I remove the insulation from the wall? Because that wall is no longer now an exterior wall, or is it still an exterior wall?
So when you say so you remove it from the wall. So this short wall is on the other side of that, you would basically be an unfinished attic space, correct?
Yes, and if I finish it, yeah.
Right. You can't go wrong having insulation in that wall, because basically once you get to the other side of that, you'd have the rafter bays, right, the roof rafters. And so the roof rafters don't have insulation in them, but then you have the ceiling joists below that, and they would have insulation in them. So that adds to the exterior skin of the home. So, yes, you do need to insulate the back of that.
Great. Okay, that's all I need to know.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. What are you guys tackling this weekend at your place? You got a big project? Got a small project? Whatever it is, give us a call so we can lend a hand. Coming up, are you wondering what the best sheets are to cuddle up in? We've got pros and cons of every material from Egyptian cotton to bamboo when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Reading, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Your friendly oil change.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
.com for details.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you with projects you want to get done around your money pit. Maybe you want to spruce it up. Maybe you want to save some money on energy. Maybe you want to do a new kitchen, new bathroom. Maybe you're thinking about some new appliances. Reach out to us with those questions. We'd be glad to help. Just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Courtney in New Jersey wrote into the Money Pit, and she wants to know, how do you clean stubborn spots on old cedar siding? She says, we're able to clean a lot of the siding with a power washer, but there are still spots that are green. Also, should I be staining or sealing the siding in the spring? Thanks.
Yeah, if you've got green, you've got algae, and I would recommend a product called Jomax by Zinsser. You basically mix Jomax bleach and water. It's a very powerful concentrate that will eliminate mold and mildew and algae from exterior surfaces. And as for that staining, definitely. But remember this, you need to prime it first. So you're going to use an oil-based primer to seal that cedar in, and then you can use a latex solid color stain on top of that. If you do that in that order, this is a paint project that will last you 8, 10, even 15 years. I've been taking care of the cedar siding on my house exactly like this for many, many years, and I've never been disappointed.
Yeah, Courtney, wait till you see how quickly this works, too. It really does the trick.
Well, getting a good night's sleep is one of the key foundations of health and well-being. And one way to get better rest is to invest in high-quality bedding. But with so many options, how do you know which type of luxury sheets will suit you best? Leslie explains in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you're like the princess and the pea. You try them all out. That's what you do. First, listen to some advice here, because sheets are expensive. Holy moly, have you been sheet shopping lately? They are pricey, and there are a lot of choices. So let's talk about it. First, cotton remains the go-to material for most bed sheets. It's easy to wash, it's easy to care for, it's durable and comfortable year-round. It's also available in a very wide range of thread counts and colors. For example, organic Egyptian cotton sheets, they're soft and comfortable, they're machine washable, they'll have little to no shrinkage, but they can wrinkle, so if you're not into ironing sheets, you may want to avoid them. A better cotton option could be a percale sheet. These are a specific type of cotton known for their tight weave, which provides a smooth and satiny finish that gives you a more elegant feeling. Bamboo sheets, they're another great way to go. With bamboo, the fibers are woven together into fabric that creates a cool, comfortable sheet and an eco-friendly bedding option. Now, there are four types of bamboo fabrics available, so you kind of need to read those labels carefully. The most popular and widely available is a bamboo rayon, but if that softness of your sheets is the most important factor to you, bamboo sateen is probably going to be your best choice. Now, for those of you who want the best of the best for your money pit, cultivated silk sheets are legendary for their softness and their luxury. They absorb perspiration, they resist mildew, plus they are naturally hypoallergenic and fire retardant. But they're super expensive, and since silk traps heat, they can be very uncomfortably warm in the summer season. And they also need special care and cleaning. I'm talking about like dry cleaning or sometimes hand washing or a lot of ways that you're not going to want to deal with your sheets. But some people love a silk sheet. A good compromise is a silk pillowcase because the benefits for your skin and your hair are outstanding. And I could kind of deal with dry cleaner or hand washing a pillowcase. How about you, Tom?
Yeah, I can handle that. Not a problem.
Yes, same.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the show, we're going to talk about air cleaners. Air cleaners and filters, they are supposed to remove allergens and make you breathe easier. But with all the competing claims of doing that, it can be very hard to sort it out. We're going to teach you a very simple method for making sure that the filters in your house do exactly what you expect them to do. And that's all coming up on the next Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit. The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Limp and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump on the wrong side of the judge's ruling in his civil fraud trial.
How will Donald Trump pay up now that he's lost two New York civil cases totaling $443 million? On Friday, a judge ruling Trump must pay $355 million for inflating his properties to get low-interest loans. Trump not saying how he'd pay, only that he'd appeal and...
They used a statute. It's a consumer fraud statute. That's never been used for a thing like this.
There's also the $88 million he was ordered to pay to E. Jean Carroll for calling her a liar about sexual assault. Trump also vowing to appeal. Under state law, he has to pay interest on any penalties. Julie Walker, New York.
Alexei Navalny's spokesperson confirming the Russian opposition leader died at a remote Arctic penal colony says he was murdered. An official note handed to Navalny's mother stated he died at 2:07 p.m. Friday, but that's unclear where his body is. Meanwhile, attending a security conference in Munich, Vice President Harris says the world is in mourning.
I met with his wife, Yulia, yesterday and expressed my outrage and sorrow. In this fight, and I will say that Alexei Navalny has been a brave leader who stood up against corruption and autocracy. And he stood up for the truth.
Harris says the death of the Russian political activist just weeks before an election, which would give more power to Putin, is highly suspicious.
The reports of his death are further proof of Putin's brutality. It reminds us why our support for Ukraine is so important, because Ukraine is fighting back heroically against Putin's continued brutality.
More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
New Mexico preparing for a rainy day.
The state is looking to set aside billions of dollars to sustain government spending in the future in case an oil production bonanza fades in the transition to cleaner sources of energy. The Senate approving a $10.2 billion annual spending plan that also creates new endowments and trusts designed to support critical programs in the future. The 3110 Senate vote sends the bill back to the House for concurrence on amendments. The Democratic-led legislature has until noon on Thursday to send a budget bill to Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham for consideration. John Scott report.
Businesses in New York now required to clearly post how much extra their products will cost if customers pay with a credit card under a new state law. That means stores can no longer post a sign on a door or at the register stating simply credit card purchases will be subject to surcharges. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A number of states are working to protect residents from being tracked by their medical visits, including those to abortion clinics.
Some states are already in the process of setting laws on health patient privacy, but a report from Oregon U.S. Senator Ron Wyden has intensified that push. He found a data broker used cell phone tracking tools to identify people who had visited abortion providers across the country. New York, Connecticut, Illinois, and Nevada have enacted laws against healthcare tracking, while California and Maryland ban sharing that type of data. I'm Jackie Quinn.
West Virginia state senators passed a bill to make it the state the 12th in the nation to ban smoking in cars with children under 17 a misdemeanor. Measure now goes to the House of Delegates. West Virginia has the highest use of cigarette smoking among adults in the nation. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're here. Brian Kilmeade Show. This week's not going to go out quietly for any stretch. I mean, today in New York City, we'll find out what's going to be left of President Trump's empire, at least until he can get an appeal going. We're going to see how much he's going to be fined. We'll see how that's going. We have so much to talk about. We're also following a few other things, and that is the breaking news happened over in Russia. We know the vice president has just spoken. So before we get to our first guest, which will be in 10 minutes, we have an attorney, Lexi Rigdon, does a great job to put in perspective all the Trump trials. And then Tom Caracco, he is a senior fellow with the International Security Program. He's a missile defense project expert, and we want to get him on his Russia and what they can or cannot do in space. We are waiting for the Fannie Willis Day 2 Carnival to take place. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Look, I think there's a fairly direct answer that serves the interests of the American people. Forget Republicans and Democrats. Forget the Congress. And that is to release the transcript.
Yep, Newt Gingrich talking about the Robert Hur investigation, 2024. Now even most Dems think Joe will not be running for four more years in 2024. As his pushback on Robert Hur's investigation and feigned rage about not knowing the date of Beau's death blows up in his face, Robert Hur will be coming in for a hearing, and he has a lot to say.
Number two, because you're sitting with someone today that actually wants to make a difference, because they deserve a DA that won't have sex with his employees, because they deserve a DA that won't put money in their own pocket. I certainly will not be choosing people to date that work under me.
Yeah, it turns out that might not be the case. That was Fannie Willis in 2020, you know, the DA over in Fulton County, promising not to have sex with employees. Oops. A Jerry Springer revamp, the credibility of the prosecutor of the Georgia case, spent 10 hours bending the truth, exposing the corruption at the core of the case against Donald Trump, who was in New York in a courtroom today to find out about his first criminal trial, which will be against Alvin Bragg, March 25th. Plus, he finds out today the fate of his own fortune.
Number one, the timing of the announcement of Navalny's death was a mafia-style message from Putin to those NATO allies, to his opponents domestically in Russia, trying to manipulate the West into thinking that they can compromise on Ukraine.
Yeah. Alexei Navalny is dead. Russian opposition leader Navalny died in prison. He was alive yesterday. The cause unknown, but he has been in isolation for weeks. The message is clear. The timing is designed to send fear to NATO allies and get the nuclear capabilities in space out of the headlines. Perhaps I will bring you the latest. So, Alexei Navalny, 47 years old. What should you know about him? First off, this is a guy that Vladimir Putin feared. Why? This guy was sending drones into the backyards of Vladimir Putin's huge complexes and compounds and all the oligarchs and show how much money they're robbing from their people. This was a guy that ran in 2013 for mayor of Moscow and got 27% of the vote as if it was going to be a legitimate election. And this is a guy that was so feared and popular by Vladimir Putin, he was poisoned. And thankfully, he was able to get medevaced out to Germany, where he got some great medical care, and he was revived. And while he was brought out of a coma, and instead of staying out in exile and maybe nipping at the heels of Vladimir Putin and being a provocateur, he went back, almost knowing for sure that he would be jailed, and he was. So he gets jailed and spends with a bunch of trumped up cases in horrible prisons. The last one was a penal colony right by the Arctic Circle. And when you saw him on video, I think a month ago, you saw that this guy's probably about 6'4". He looks about 130 pounds, but he's not complaining. He saw a bigger cause. This is Navalny talking on 60 Minutes about how Vladimir Putin tried to kill him. Cut one.
You have said you think that Mr. Putin's responsible.
I don't think, I'm sure that he's responsible.
For poisoning him. And now he's dead. So keep in mind, he was saw on a video yesterday. I don't know why we weren't showing it on the network, but now we're not. We're actually seeing the Fannie Willis trial begin. But this guy's a guy with just tremendous courage. I think that the type of courage in many respects, similar to Mandela, I'll go in jail for my people. I know injustice when I see it. And though he said the older Vladimir Putin got, the crazier he got. He's a megalomaniac, 21 years in power. General Jack Keane joined us earlier and talked about why Navalny matters. Cut six and the message we should be getting.
Well, we can only speculate at this point, but I mean, the pattern of behavior is obvious. You've already discussed it. If you're an opponent of Vladimir Putin's and you're a serious opponent, you're likely to die. I mean, he's killed his opponents on the streets. He's poisoned them. He's imprisoned them, as he's done here. This is probably the most popular opponent he's ever had. And it's not surprising that he has met his death one way or the other, likely at the hands of Putin and his thugs.
By the way, just on the court, and I'll finish this, it looks like Bonnie Willis, will not take the stand for a second day. So she's full of surprises. First, she had a subpoena so she wouldn't have to take the stand. So I said, okay. And then she says, I'm going to take the stand, and just creates havoc yesterday over the course of 7 hours. And then today, she says, I'll be back. Not going to be back. No more questions. So congratulations. You created chaos. Does anyone take that Georgia case seriously now? Nobody. Back to Navalny. Kamala Harris is at the Munich conference representing the administration in the country. Obviously, she wants the Ukraine aid passed. Obviously, it's not been brought up in the House yet. It passed through the Senate. So first, she commented on the death of Navalny. Keep in mind, it's just bizarre that President Biden, you know, it's 9 o'clock now. You know, 9 o'clock Eastern time when you're listening to this. This came across at like 7:10 Eastern time in the morning. Get him up. Put out a statement, write a statement, have him sign it. But instead, this is the first thing we hear. Cut two.
We've all just received reports that Alexei Navalny has died in Russia. This is, of course, terrible news, which we are working to confirm. My prayers are with his family, including his wife, Yulia, who is with us today. And if confirmed, this would be a further sign of Putin's brutality. Whatever story they tell, let us be clear, Russia is responsible. And we will have more to say on this later.
And then she went on to a normal conference where she rips the Republicans for not supporting her without saying Republicans for international aid. The problem is, and I've been saying this to nauseam, most of you don't agree, but there is a necessity to give Ukraine the weapons they need to continue to pound the Russians and defend themselves in their own country because they got bigger plans. This guy is absolutely insane, Vladimir Putin. But he's evil, but not crazy. He just wants expansionists, doesn't care about his people, willing to use them as sacrifices. Do you know this guy is actually recruiting in Nepal and Cuba and bringing them over to fight in the freezing temperatures in the Ukraine? That's how desperate he is. But the problem is she never acknowledges, that the problem is the border. And the problem is domestic issues here. And the problem is that she was in charge of the border. So she's directly responsible. The worst collapse in the history of our country. Do you know 73% of our country, 73% of the country in a recent poll say that the border has collapsed and is a crisis? That was her first job. And she's out condemning Republicans for saying fix the border first. We'll get into where it's at now because there is some news on that legislative front coming now from the House. Thanks to the Problem Solvers Caucus. We'll see what you think of it. I want to give you a little bit more textures of what's going on elsewhere. First off, what happened with the court case yesterday, I'll kind of save because we're about to do that on the Trump trials. But the other thing that I wanted to bring across is what happened with the president yesterday. The president of the United States basically watched in about 20 minutes his push to dismiss the Alvin Bragg case thrown out the door. The judge was dismissive. He was condescending by all reports and basically said, no, this goes forward. And now it's going to be first up, Alvin Bragg and Michael Cohen. Yes, we have made the state case, a city case, a federal case, and the first one that President Trump will be filing about an event that happened allegedly in the 90s that affected the election in 2016. I'm looking at the calendar. It's 2024. That's the urgency, really. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. When we come back, I'm going to talk to legal attorney Lexi Rigdon. She's going to be with us, too. She's going to offer her analysis. And keep in mind, too, the hearing is in a little bit of chaos because Fannie Willis will not be testifying. So that kind of messes with the format a little today. Ultimately, a judge will decide if these kids, Nathan Wade, these lovebirds, and Fannie Willis stay on the case or if the case even lives. Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Sula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
When disaster hits and the power goes out, are you going to be one of the victims or are you going to be prepared? Traditional generators are noisy, stationary, and require expensive gasoline, making them potentially dangerous. That's why I created the Patriot Power Generator from Four Patriots. Now when the power goes out, you'll be ready, using the endless free power of the sun to power your lights, TV, medical equipment, and even your fridge. And unlike gas generators, the Patriot Power Generator is fume-free, portable, and completely silent, so it's perfectly safe to use indoors, and it never needs gas, ever. Go to PatriotPower6.com to learn more. That's PatriotPower, the number 6.com. With the recent storms, we've had to double production to keep up with demand, so order now while we still have stock. Order today and we'll include a free solar panel plus free shipping. Go to PatriotPower6.com now. That's PatriotPower6.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Today's Doggy Dean's List comes from Hillsborough County, Florida. It all began when a family member reported an 11-year-old girl missing. Deputy Sarah Ernst and her canine, Mary Lou, got to work with their investigation, leading them to an area where neighbors reported a sighting near an apartment complex in the area. Mary Lou used her incredible sense of smell to try and find the girl. Very quickly, the dog led her co-workers to a locked bathroom in a park. The officers began to talk through the door and convinced the youngster to come out. In a statement, the team wrote, "Once again, this canine unit has proven its invaluable role to the community, with their exceptional skills, successfully locating and bringing home a missing 11-year-old girl, reuniting her safely with her family. We couldn't be prouder of our team's commitment to service and determination to protect and serve." Well done, Deputy and Mary Lou. Keep up the good work. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The date, December 8, 1941.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with host Jennifer Nettles, who says sometimes the match is made immediately on Fox's Farmer Wants a Wife. What's the point in the show where you really see, okay, these are strong connections, this is real?
I mean, usually by episode, I mean, you can tell chemistry immediately.
Yes.
And then you start to see by the second or third episode, you can really see like, all right, this, I really feel like there's something there, so I wonder how this is going, now how is this going to be navigated?
The show moves to a big step with the farmers bringing five women back to their farm.
In terms of the lifestyle, that's, you know, that's another big piece too, because many of these ladies are coming from the city life, they're coming from already having jobs, and farm life is very specific.
Nettle says one of her favorite parts of being a host is how invested she gets in their love story journeys.
It's really touching to get to be a witness to, not to mention to get to be a part of and help facilitate. So I love the elements of, you know, being able to help.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
More you listen, the more you'll know. Is Brian Kilmeade.
Well, that was cute, but I didn't give him money out in a contract. What happened? No, we're going to answer it since you said it. He worked. He worked more hours than he was paid, and the county paid him for the work that he did. So don't be cute with me and then think that you're not going to get an answer. I don't need anybody to foot my bills. The only man who's ever foot my bills completely is my daddy. I probably had some choice words about some of the things that you said that were dishonest within this motion. So I don't know that it was a conversation. As you know, Mr. Wade is a Southern gentleman. Me, not so much.
I think we
have. I very much want to be here, so I'm not a hostile witness. I very much want to be
here. Not so much that you're hostile, Ms. Willis. It'd be an adverse witness. Your interests are opposed to Ms. Merchant's.
Ms. Merchant's interests are contrary to democracy, Your Honor, not to mine.
Right. Now, that's a very mature approach. What a joke. Fani Willis, in case you do not know, she was supposed to testify, not supposed to testify at all, because that's why they fought the subpoena. They were looking to bypass her. She wanted to be bypassed. Got so outraged in a temper tantrum, gets on the stand, and for the next 8 hours dominates the airwaves. I found it interesting, but I don't know if it helped her or not.
I know one thing. It made a comic book version of this case. Does anyone take it seriously, even though the consequences are real if it goes forward? Lexi Rigdon joins us now, and she's an attorney legal analyst. Lexi, first off the news. She will not take the stand today. We can only speculate why. First off, what do you think she helped herself yesterday?
I think that she helped herself. I was watching other networks' coverage of this, and some of the more liberal networks really thought that she came across as very strong, and of course she's very indignant, and why wouldn't she be? And I actually heard somebody say on one of these other networks, I think she's in a better position. I don't agree. I think that she came off as defensive. She was one of the most disrespectful witnesses I've ever seen, either in person or on TV. If I were her attorney, I would have been absolutely mortified by the way that she acted and the entitled manner in which she acted. The fact that she is the DA, I think that's why she felt like she could get away with that. But I don't think that she necessarily helped herself. I think that both her and Wade did not – their story just didn't make any sense. And so I think that the state probably figured this morning, we're just going to cut our losses here. There's nothing more that she can say. She already got her talking points out. She said she's not on trial. She said Ashley Merchant and company were lying. So I think that they probably figured, we don't need to subject her to another day of this because it's not going to help.
So the goal is this, to impress Judge Scott McAfee. This is what Mike Towers' attorney did, tried to do yesterday. When his attorney got up there and said, look, they're compromised. This is a romantic relationship. The reason this guy got hired in his prosecuting is because even though he has nothing on his background that shows that he's even charged a felony before, that he should be working this case against the President of the United States. And then you see all this personal vacations. And they came back and said, well, we don't really have any records of this. We were friends, and the relationship started later. Don't believe my friend's testimony when she said the relationship started in 2019. And all that relationship, we did everything in cash. I paid him back for all this stuff, so it's not traceable. But ultimately, what is the judge looking for?
The judge has said that his focus of this inquiry is on direct and indirect financial benefits. So The fact of when their affair began, I think, is relevant in terms of why he was appointed. And also it's relevant because they both claim that it was not prior to his appointment. But the crux of, I think, what the judge is going to be focusing on is whether she actually had a financial interest in the case. And that's why their trips. And of course, the prosecution side has tried to make it seem like, oh, this is so irrelevant. You guys are just beating up on us for having a personal life. Well, of course that's not it. You're taking trips. You as the DA are taking trips with a person that you appointed who's not qualified to do the job. That's a serious appointment for a very serious case. Taking trips with him after he was appointed and he's being paid by taxpayers. And also, you don't need to actually find actual prejudice to the defendants in this or any case to have for the court to find that there is a conflict that is disqualifying. It just has to even the appearance is enough. Because think about it, you might never be able to find actual prejudice. We're never going to know what was said behind closed doors. We're never going to know if they got together and said, you're going to be paid handsomely for this, so instead of indicting one, let's indict 17 or 19 so that we can churn the file. So we're never going to know that. So just the appearance of it is enough.
So we're going to find out. The judge, I imagine, is going to make a quick decision on whether this goes forward. But if it does go forward, what do you think this does to the quality of the case? When people are going to look at her, they're going to see corruption. They're going to say, look at Nathan Wade and go, what are you even doing there? And they're going to look at, they're going to bring this case up. But I think it makes it look like, as I mentioned before, like the Jerry Springer show.
But oh, 100%.
But does it change the complexion of the case?
If the judge finds that the behavior, the actions were not disqualifying and the case moves forward, it's already cast a pall over the case. And what they should have done, if I had been her or him the night before yesterday when all of this stuff was going to come out about me, because it's either going to come out and I'm going to stay on the case and it's going to mar my reputation and it's going to call into question even if eventually there's a guilty verdict, or I'm being disqualified. Either of those things are such a bad result that what they should have done the night before this is said, you know what, uncle, we're not going to do this. And at that point, they could have said, this is for the good of the people of Georgia. This is for the good of my office. We're just going to disqualify ourselves and not put everybody through a spectacle. Now they can't because they've already participated in the spectacle and they had too much hubris to look at this objectively and step down. So if it goes forward, I don't know, maybe it's even an appeals issue for if there are convictions. But if they are disqualified, then what I had said yesterday on Fox and Friends First is that there is an existential threat to the prosecution, because at that point, if she's disqualified, her entire office is disqualified, as in the case of Ahmaud Arbery, remember the jogger that was murdered in Georgia, that case was transferred by the attorney general's office in that state to a different prosecutor's office. And so if that happens here, if there's a conflict, a new DA looking at this might just decide not to bring charges. So I don't know, but that's a possibility.
Real quick, on we have less than a minute. The president of the United States is going to find out about, in the civil trial, how much money they're going to say he owes, maybe $450 million. He's going to appeal right away. What happens in the interim? Can they take that money? Do they man that bond? Do they destroy his business?
I think he would probably ask for some type of a stay, and he would appeal, and they're not going to be able to just take the money right away. And I'm sure he doesn't have $450 million to give right away anyway. So much like in the other cases where it might be in some type of an escrow, it's not going to be.
Can they stop him from doing business?
Right,
can they stop him from doing business? Force him to sell properties?
He'd have to ask for a stay pending appeal, which hopefully would be granted so that a higher court can figure out if the verdict was the right one.
Could not be more corrupt in my view. It's all about elections. Thanks, Lexi.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered Old Glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about it?
If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
We are back. Hi, everybody. Edward O'Keefe is our guest. If you were smart enough to get the Fox Nation app, you see him. He's the CEO of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library Foundation, author of the upcoming book, The Loves of Theodore Roosevelt, The Women Who Created a President, of course, on Valentine's Day, where he's about to tell a story that is legendary, not the most romantic story. But you also have a rich media background, right, Ed?
I do, yeah. I worked in 20 years in media, ABC News, CNN. Worked at now this, a whole bunch of different places.
Some of the people you work with are?
Oh, man, I worked with George Stephanopoulos. I worked with Anthony Bourdain. We worked on Parts Unknown. That's probably the most famous show that I worked on. Great guy, really tragic ending, obviously, but phenomenal working with Tony.
You were over at CNN for a while, right?
I was there for 5 years.
Yeah,
you know, and did mostly content like Tony Bourdain and others.
What do you think is happening with the business right now?
It's just total upheaval, right? I mean, this is...
Does it remind you of any other part in our background? Cable came in?
I was going to say, I mean, look, every new medium goes through an upheaval and transition, right? When you go from newspapers to radio, radio to television, television to even motion pictures, right? Most people learned about the rise of totalitarianism and Adolf Hitler by going to the movies and watching the newsreels that preceded the mm-hmm. feature. These all disrupted. Cable certainly disrupted network television, and the internet is still disrupting what I would consider to be now traditional forms of broadcast media.
When you look at the streaming platform, does it remind you of the dot-com bubble when everyone said, I'm just going to go into the internet, everything's going to be a zillion, everyone's going to make a zillion dollars, and they realize there's no way all these websites and everything's going to be able to survive, and it kind of collapsed in 2000.
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes through fits and starts, right?
Everyone's got an app and everyone's streaming, and everyone goes, wait a second, what am I paying $4.99 for? I'm not even watching this.
Well, it's niche casting, right? Not broadcasting anymore, right? Cable disrupted the network model. You get 30, 40 million people a night watching the network news. Now, you know, podcasts, what we're doing right now on Sirius XM, the Fox Nation, right? You've got to be everywhere that the audience is and delivering the content that they want, the news that they want in the way that they want it. That's very different than the models in the past. So I think that there'll be a couple of big winners in this, but there'll be a lot of other outlets that have a specific catered audience.
Cutting the cord, but not losing the channel.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
That's what makes it, I guess, kind of a tough model. But the one thing people can bet on is
Sports.
Sports and live, right? Right? Live. The things that Netflix said they would never do, and now they're starting to do, right? The live and sports. Those are tried and true. I mean, 124 million viewers for the Super Bowl. That was pretty astounding.
And it makes people want to run to sports.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what else can you count on?
And it's safe, right? It's as much as we enjoy talking politics and as much as people enjoy debating politics, sports is generally non-controversial that you can root for and against. But it's good and safe for. Look at what the advertisers did in this Super Bowl. It was pretty safe content that they were adjacent to.
Do you think the political correctness era is coming to a close or more rational actors? I mean, around 2020, everybody was getting canceled. Not just for horrendous acts like Harvey Weinstein, but for statements. I think Dave Chappelle might have been the turning point because they tried to cancel him and it didn't work.
Yeah, you know, I think, well, as a historian and now author, I look back in history and see that there are many moments that are much worse and more intense than what we're going through now. I mean, in the past, when you had a political difference with someone, it generally ended up in violence, right? Assassinations. I mean, between 1864 with Lincoln and 1901 with McKinley, there were 12 major American politicians who were assassinated, including three presidents of the United States. Thank God we're not there, right? I mean, that's an evolution of the culture in a good
positive way,
in a positive way. You know, I think if the worst you're doing is throwing words at each other, you've come a long way in history.
Right. And I think, are you amazed it seems to be a consistent attack on our history and how it affects the schools, the curriculum, school choice?
I think, you know, she who writes history controls the world, right? It's I mean, look, what I did in this particular book, The Loves of Theodore Roosevelt, I took a different look at Theodore Roosevelt. Theodore Roosevelt is the myth of the self-made man, right? Nobody's self-made. You always have people in your life, your brothers, your sisters, your spouses. It's people who support you along the way in these terrible and tough moments in your life. That doesn't mean that he wasn't the incredible, heroic Theodore Roosevelt that we all know and love, that he did these phenomenally courageous acts throughout his life that you just look at and go, that's insane and daring and different. But it you know, it's when you try to use history for your own current political purposes. I get asked a lot, you know, what would Theodore Roosevelt think of whatever's happening now or today? And I say, look, I can't take Theodore Roosevelt out of the time in which he lived and project what he would believe now. I like to say Theodore Roosevelt is like a Rorschach test. What you see in him says more about you than it does about him.
Because he was, he does not fit the traditions.
No.
He's a Republican who is an environmentalist. He was a Republican who saw the evil of big banks and conglomerations and wanted to make sure that everybody had a shot at wealth, not just the few.
He was a Republican who, when he did not like what his party was doing and who his party nominated, ran as an independent, still the most successful independent candidate in the history of our country. I think Theodore Roosevelt ultimately put country before party, principle before policy. And that is something that, regardless of the era, regardless of the time, everyone yearns for.
Well, I think so. In particular, were you shocked that they boxed up his statue in front of the Museum of Natural History in New York City, I think when his family found it? One day it was boxed up, the next day it's gone, and now do you guys have it in North Dakota?
We do. Yeah, the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library Foundation did take possession of the equestrian statue, as it's known. I mean, you know, it's obviously a controversial work of art.
And do you think so?
Well, I think that it engendered controversy. I mean, any piece
of art.
Yeah,
an Indian standing behind, American Indian standing behind him, and a African-American.
Right.
And he's on a horse.
And it was outside. Right. It wasn't inside the museum where you made a conscious choice to go see it. So it obviously it engendered the controversy that the museum, in consultation with the city of New York, made the decision to.
You think that was a terrible decision? Because I think it was a terrible decision.
I think that it was a decision that they made.
It's good for you guys in North Dakota.
And we knew that, look, we the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library wants to preserve and protect the legacy of Theodore Roosevelt. Theodore Roosevelt wasn't alive when that statue was built. Theodore Roosevelt specifically said he did not want statues built to himself, in memorial to himself. That was built because the American Museum of Natural History is the New York State Memorial to Theodore Roosevelt. People forget that. The whole reason they have a grand entrance on Central Park West is because they are the memorial to the New York governor and the governor that became president of the United States from New York. So that he had nothing to do with that creation, that statue, that memorial. His descendants did, but again, the interior of the space was really meant to be the tribute to TR. And I think, you know,
and there's some of his big game hunting and some of his some of his works there.
Yes,
and finds.
And if you look around as you come in the entrance, you see four quotes from Theodore Roosevelt about the strenuous life. You see the work that his sisters, Bammy and Connie, did to help make that do that preservation and memorialization. You know, I think that Theodore Roosevelt didn't want a statue. And yet that became intertwined. Talk about history. Theodore Roosevelt, the last speech that he ever gave in his life, November 2nd, 1918, was at Carnegie Hall. He was on stage with W.E.B. Du Bois, and there was a mixed-race audience, as he often spoke in front of mixed-race audiences. I mean, you've written about this, right? Teddy and Booker T. Having Booker T. Washington to the White House for dinner was a revolutionary act in 1901.
Which they didn't realize.
And he did not realize. And he lost the South for the rest of his political career. If he doesn't have Booker T. Washington to the White House for dinner, as you cover in your book, Teddy and Booker T., in 1901, he probably wins in 1912. I mean, think about that.
Senator Woodrow Wilson.
You know, the last speech he ever gives in his life, November 2nd, 1918, a full-throated endorsement of equality. He espouses beliefs that had he become president in 1920, which easily could have happened, TR likely would have put a knife in the heart of Jim Crow 45 years before the Civil Rights Act. Now, that's not to say that he did everything perfectly. Brownsville is a stain on his record.
There's, with the Buffalo Soldiers.
Absolutely. There are things that are unexplainable that you have to look at and say, we've got to look at Theodore Roosevelt as a human being who made mistakes, right? That we don't want to pretend that he is the Rushmore perfect version of himself. That's okay, right? That's a version of history you can enjoy and debate and live with. But I think what happened with the statue was almost an appropriation of Theodore Roosevelt. Those were not his views, and that memorial didn't really stand for what he stood for. And so, I think the museum and the city made the decision they made, and we made the decision we made. So let's
move
forward.
Where will it be?
Right now it's in storage. It's in a safe and secure location in North Dakota, and that's where it's going to stay for a while.
Right. You don't know where you're going to put it?
No. I think that it needs a good cooling off period and some time for us to consider how and when and if it should be.
You're not going to get much protest in North Dakota.
Probably not, no.
Right. So what's going to be consistent in the library?
I want to say really very quickly, we have made a very intentional effort as the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library Foundation to reach out to the Native American tribes that we share geography with in North Dakota, the Mandan, Hidatsa, Arikara tribe, the Standing Rock Sioux, three other tribes that I won't go through and mention in detail. They've all been a part of our deliberate dialogue, and I do think that they would be offended by the presence of that statue. And so, it's a dialogue. It's a conversation that we want to have to make sure we do this the right way.
Is it because there's an American Indian standing? Is there something the Indian's wearing that's not consistent?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think that there's a variety of reasons that people do not like that statue for good reason in many circumstances. Again, it was displayed in a very public place on Central Park West. We have the opportunity now to take a breath, to talk to our partners, to talk to people we respect in the state, and think about what, if anything, should be done with it.
Right. So tell me about your book.
Yeah, so The Loves of Theodore Roosevelt, The Women Who Created a President, is all about the unsung and extraordinary women in the arena, the people that you haven't heard much about that helped make TR. I mean, as I said earlier, Theodore Roosevelt is probably the most masculine president in the American memory, and he's actually got all of these extraordinary women who support him. His sister, Bammy, his older sister, Bammy, his younger sister, Connie, and his two wives, Edith and Alice, and, of course, his mother, Mitty. And February 14th, what we're celebrating here today, 140 years ago, very tragic events and ending for Alice and Mitty.
What happened?
Well, I mean, you got to back up a little bit. Theodore Roosevelt knew Edith Carreau from the time that she was 3 years old. They grew up together right here in New York, 28 East 20th Street. They were homeschooled in kindergarten together by their aunt, by his aunt Anna. So they were expected to be lovers. They were expected to be married. They had a rupturous split in 1878 after the death of Theodore Roosevelt's father, his beloved, revered father, who had said, "Theodore, you have the mind, but you must make your body." And that's what changed the trajectory of Theodore Roosevelt's young life. He goes to Harvard and he meets Alice Hathaway Lee, an incredibly beautiful Boston Brahmin, very sought after amongst all the elite in Cambridge and Boston. They are engaged on February 14th, 1880. So to the day, he's elected to the state assembly three times. He's the youngest member of the New York State Assembly. He writes the Naval War of 1812, his first major book. He, in his own words, rose like a rocket when he was with Alice. And then she becomes pregnant with their first child. On February 11th, he heads back to Albany, where he is a state assemblyman. She gives birth on February 12th. He receives word that she's only fairly well, but he celebrates on the floor of the New York State Assembly, thinks everything is going to be just fine. Then he receives a second telegram. We don't know what the contents of that second telegram were. We only know from a description of another legislator that his face went white and he was, in his words, ashen. He takes a 5.5-hour trip back from Albany to New York City. 2.5 hours is the standard time that train trip takes. It takes twice as long because there's a dense fog that has come over the city. So dense, so thick is this fog, the New York Times writes a story about it, calls it suicidal weather, that those who are subject to prone to emotional responses to the weather should not go outside. You literally can't see the ships out on the Hudson River. So he gets to the door of...
Ed, why don't you hold that thought? You're on the edge.
We're on the precipice.
Yeah, we're going to give you a chance to finish it up. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Ed O'Keefe is here. His book is coming out soon. It's called The Loves of Theodore Roosevelt, The Women Who Created a President. Back in a moment. Don't move.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
In a crisis, your number one need is food. Because when things go sideways, it's always one of the first things to sell out. But if you wait to stock up, all you'll find at the grocery store are crowds of desperate people and empty shelves. That's why FEMA and the Red Cross say you need at least 72 hours of non-perishable food. But here's the good news. For Patriots, the trusted preparedness company is offering listeners of this station a special buy one, get two free deal on its best-selling 72-hour survival food kits. This new and improved kit has 20 servings of delicious food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all designed to last for 25 years. It sells for $29 and has been rated 4.4 stars by thousands of happy customers. But when you act quickly and buy one kit, you will get two more kits absolutely free. That's three kits for the price of one, $58 in free food. Go to freefood4.com. That's freefood4.com. This deal won't last. Go to freefood4.com now.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders like bacteria, pollen, and yes, germs with Navage Nasal Care. Navage flushes ultra-pure, refreshing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Don't get caught empty-handed this winter. Get Navage, the drug-free solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible, so Navage is a great way to spend those funds before they expire. Don't wait a minute longer. Buy Navage today and you'll breathe easier knowing you're putting your funds to good use. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, NAVAGE. Clean nose, healthy life.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Today's Dean's List goes to a bus driver from Florida whose quick thinking and heroic actions helped save a third grader's life. Marilyn Lopez was making her rounds driving the school bus home one afternoon when she heard a noise at the back of her bus and decided to pull over to find out what was going on. After the noise situation was resolved, she was walking back to the driver's seat to get back on the road when she noticed a young boy in a state of panic. He couldn't breathe, and very quickly she realized his face was turning blue. He was choking. Without missing a beat, Ms. Lopez began the Heimlich maneuver to get whatever was in his throat out. In an interview, Marilyn says she didn't have time to think. Her mom instincts just naturally took over, and she's so glad she knew the Heimlich maneuver. Meantime, the young boy is feeling great and healthy, and he says he's grateful to Ms. Lopez. He thanked her recently for saving his life. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Sports burnout and overtraining. That's why around 70% of teens and younger children drop out of organized sports by the age of 13. That stat in a recent report from the American Academy of Pediatrics called Overuse Injuries, Overtraining, and Burnout in Young Athletes. James Barcy is a pediatric orthopedic surgeon at Stony Brook Children's Hospital on New York's Long Island. He says burnout is real, and it's something parents and coaches have to be attuned to. Pediatricians tell Fox News Digital they're seeing more cases of burnout and stress injuries in younger children because of a growing trend of playing on multiple teams at the same time and training all year long. Another doctor adds they're seeing a lot of spine stress fractures because those types of injuries happen to kids when their bones are still growing. The report was published in the journal Pediatrics. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
All right, a couple minutes before the top of the hour, Ed O'Keefe is here, the CEO of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library Foundation, author of the upcoming book, The Loves of Theodore Roosevelt. But there's a significant reason why this story works on Valentine's Day. So, Ed, you were telling us what happened on Valentine's Day with Theodore Roosevelt.
Theodore Roosevelt comes to his house at 6 West 57th Street. His brother Elliot is there and says, "There is a curse on this house. Mother is dying and Alice is dying too." He rushes.
His wife and his mom.
His wife and his mother are dying on the same day in the same house. Valentine's Day, 1884, 140 years ago today. So he rushes upstairs. He visits his wife. She's semi-conscious, in and out of consciousness. They've had the baby 2 days before. He goes downstairs at 2:30 in the morning. He and his brothers and brother and sisters gather around the bedside vigil of their mother. She passes away of typhoid fever. He rushes back upstairs to the third floor to Alice, his wife, and he's with her, holding her in her arms for almost 10 hours. Hours until she too passes away in the very early afternoon.
No medical attention?
Had a doctor there, but she had what was then known as Bright's disease, something that would be easily treated, a kidney disorder that was exacerbated by the pregnancy. So she didn't die in childbirth, but she died with complications from the childbirth.
In her 20s, later. Right?
Yeah, she was 22 years old. 22. He's 25. He's abjectly depressed. He writes an enormous X in his diary on February 14th, 1884, and says, "The light has gone out of my life. For joy or for sorrow, my life is lived out."
He goes back to work.
He goes back to work. I mean, he attends this excruciating double funeral on Fifth Avenue. They line up double hearses with the coffins of his wife and his mother.
Because they're a prominent family.
Prominent family. They have the Fifth Avenue Presbyterian service on February 16th. On February 17th, his daughter is baptized. But he does return to work. He goes to the New York State Assembly. He finishes out his term. He loses politically in the 1884 presidential convention. His candidate does not win the nomination. He's defeated personally. He's defeated politically. He's abjectly depressed.
Who did he go to bat for again?
He was for Senator Edmonds of Vermont.
Right.
And James G. Blaine, the Speaker of the House, became the plumed knight. James G. Blaine became the nominee.
Gotcha. So then he ends up just saying what?
So he says, I'm done. I'm
leaves
over.
Leaves his daughter with his sister.
Yeah, he leaves his baby in the care of his sister, Bammy, an extraordinary woman who I talk a lot about in The Loves of Theodore Roosevelt. he leaves for Dakota. He gets to beat at the Chicago convention. And he's largely in the Dakota Badlands for the better part of 2 years, living what he will later call the strenuous life. It saves his life, that time in nature and out in Dakota.
Why did he pick it?
He picked it. He'd been there before to hunt a buffalo. He had a ranch out there, and he had some operations. He built a private ranch, the Elkhorn, which is now a part of Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and it saved his life.
Right. And not a great Valentine's Day, but shows you resilience.
Your Valentine's Day will undoubtedly be better than TR's.
Yeah, everybody listen, that means you. Ed, congratulations on the book that's about to come out May 7th, and you can pre-order it now.
Yes.
Brian Kilmeade Show. Happy Valentine's Day.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Just when you thought BNT Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. BNT Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. BNT Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet. And now Starlink installation and setup. Call BNT Satellite for your Internet installation today. 241-3474. You'll always get the best dish TV and DirecTV packages from BNT Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at BNT Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call BNT Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call BNT Satellite, 241-3474.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump rallied supporters during an outdoor rally at a jetport in Waterford Township, Michigan, about 40 miles northwest of Detroit. Saturday's rally came a day after a New York judge ordered Mr. Trump and his companies to pay $355 million in fines plus interest after ruling he'd manipulated his net worth in financial statements.
The Democrat club-controlled judge in Gorin has already been reversed four times on this case alone. It's a record, never happened before. Every time we went up, he got reversed, and hopefully the whole thing is going to be thrown out in reverse. And if justice is anything in New York State, we'll win because New York State's in a lot of problems.
Michigan holds its GOP primary on February 22nd. A week from Saturday is South Carolina's GOP primary. Also at SRN News and townhall.com, Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas met with newly elected Guatemalan President Arevalo and discussed regional migration, security, and the economy in the Central American nation. Saturday's meeting in Germany at the Munich Security Conference comes days after Republican-controlled House voted to impeach Mayorkas over the border policy. Political writer Matt Continetti says the White House has no need to keep lecturing Israel about showing restraint in Gaza. Instead, he says, the U.S. should be praising Israel.
It would be helpful. It would be worthy to do that. And we should recall, too, that the IDF has taken great pains at following America's advice in order to reduce civilian casualties, thereby actually increasing the risk to Israeli soldiers.
Continetti tells the Salem Radio Network the U.S. instead should stand firmly in Israel's corner as it seeks to eradicate the Hamas terrorist infrastructure in Rafah. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older.
but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Wholesale prices in the U.S. accelerated in January, the latest sign some inflation pressures in the economy remain elevated.
The producer price index rose 0.3% from December to January after having fallen 0.1% from November to December. Measured year over year, producer prices rose by a mild 0.9% in January. The figures follow a surprising report this week that showed that consumer prices eased less than expected last month, signaling that the pandemic-fueled inflation surge is only gradually and fitfully coming under control.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Tough economic news for Japan and the United Kingdom. Both countries say their economies weakened during the final 3 months of 2023. For each, it was the second straight quarter that's happened, which fits one lay definition for a recession. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The National Archives building was evacuated this week after two protesters dumped red powder on the protective case around the U.S. Constitution.
The building's rotunda will remain closed for the third straight day. Two climate radicals were seen dumping the powder on the display case Wednesday. So conservationists are using vacuum cleaners and cotton swabs as well as bags full of shredded erasers to clean up the stuff.
Tayshia Stevens reports there was no damage to the Constitution itself. Meanwhile, police arrested the suspects and said they will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. 2 years after California launched an effort to keep organic waste out of landfills, the state is behind on getting food recycling programs up and running. Cal Recycle says about three-quarters of communities are currently collecting organic waste from homes. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Brian Kilmeade here, coming to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, where all chaos is breaking loose because you got president with two trials back to back. I mean, he's got to be in court today to find out about his personal fortune, the verdict on his civil trial, which to me is a total joke. There's no plaintiff except for an ambitious woman, Letitia James, who ran on getting President Trump. And number two, the other thing that happened yesterday, and that's the president trying to get his Alvin Bragg trial dismissed. He was not successful. The judge was curt and dismissive and condescending. Standing by right now is Jonathan Turley to go over this. And we also have this hour, we're going to talk to Congressman Jason Smith about a new bipartisan problem solvers committee
proposal to not only get foreign aid, but also address the border. I think we'll find very interesting. Before we get to Jonathan Turley, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Well, I think there's a fairly direct answer that serves the interests of the American people. Forget Republicans and Democrats. Forget the Congress. And that is to release the transcript
of the interviews. I think it's 5 to 7 hours of Joe Biden in the Oval Office, 2024. Now even most Dems think Joe will not be running for four more years in 2024. His pushback on Robert Hur's investigation and feigned rage about not knowing date of Bo's death. It turns out that blew up in his face. I'll explain.
Number two, because you're sitting with someone today that actually wants to make a difference, because they deserve a DA that won't have sex with his employees, because they deserve a DA that won't put money in their own pocket. I certainly will not be choosing people to date that work under me.
Oops. Sorry. Guess I did. A Jerry Springer revamp, the credibility of the prosecutor. That was, by the way, Fani Willis in 2020. The credibility of the prosecutors of the Georgia case, spending 10 hours bending the truth, exposing the corruption at the core of the case against President Trump, in my view, who was in a New York courtroom finding out when his first criminal trial will take place, circle March 25th. Plus, he finds out today the fate of his billion-dollar fortune.
Number one.
The timing of the announcement of Navalny's death was a mafia-style message from Putin to those NATO allies, to his opponents domestically in Russia, trying to manipulate the West into thinking that they can compromise on Ukraine. Yeah.
Jennifer Griffin talking about Alexei Navalny's passing away, dead in prison, right by the Arctic, in horrible conditions. Russian opposition leader is now passed away, and we know the cause, Vladimir Putin. The message is clear. The timing is designed to send fear to NATO and their allies while they're at the Munich conference. And joining us right now to discuss what's going on domestically in these trials is Jonathan Turley. We're actually watching right now, too. I think that Navalny's widow has just spoken in Munich. She was there. The daughter goes to school at Stanford. Just tragic. Great figure. Jonathan Turley, welcome back.
Thank you.
First off, Fani Willis shocked everybody by coming out in the afternoon and said, put me on the stand, even though she had she was fighting the subpoena to put her on the stand. And then today she decides, I'm not going to take the stand. Is that a good move, not testifying?
Well, I think it's a good move to do anything other than what she did yesterday, which was to ignite herself on fire in front of millions. I mean, the testimony was embarrassing. She came in. She was obviously very angry, and she proceeded to lash out against opposing counsel, the media, and virtually anyone else who is asking questions about this relationship.
How does it relate to the case going forward? I mean, for example, what are they looking for? They're looking to see if there are ethical violations. Was she paying her boyfriend money to lead a case? He does not have the qualifications for it. What was he doing with that money? He went on vacations, about six vacations, at the same time they were dating, at which time she says, I paid him back with cash.
Yeah, it's a very serious question. I think that one of the most pressing questions for me is that both Willis and Wade are now accused of filing false material with the court, including a sworn affidavit from Wade. Now, the one thing that came out of the testimony yesterday is what I think was clearly false answers on those interrogatories. In my view, the opposing counsel did a very good job in showing that Wade's answers to a couple of questions about having sexual relations with any other person was clearly false. And Wade just kept on saying, well, I just read that question to mean something that it didn't say. And the counsel was sort of dumbfounded and said, I just read the question. It asked for any sexual relationship that you've had in your marriage or during your separation all the way up to this date, I believe in May 2022. And you said, no. Well, you just told us that you did have a relationship during that period with Willis. So the problem is that they're prosecuting people for that offense. They're prosecuting people in this case for filing false material and claims with the court. So how do you do that? How do you prosecute people for something that you now stand accused of?
So I want you to hear what another attorney said on another channel, MSNBC, former U.S. Attorney Joyce Vance. Cut 31.
From the get-go, this was about whether the defendant could prove a conflict of interest existed under Georgia law that warranted disqualification for Fonnie Willis. And at least based on what we heard yesterday, maybe they'll have more today, but they came up short. They came up short in Wade's testimony. The witness, the friend who took the stand, was impeached. And this is the sort of thing that when you're presenting evidence, you don't want to have happen. But it turns out that this witness resigned in lieu of being fired from the district attorney's office. That threw her testimony about the timeline of the relationship into doubt. Ultimately, at the end of the day yesterday, it was just a big nothing burger, Willie. There was nothing that showed that Fonnie Willis and Nathan Wade had the sort of financial conflict of interest that Georgia law recognizes, something akin to a prosecutor who only gets paid if they win a case. That's the classic case at Georgia law where there's a conflict that results in disqualification. That just wasn't there yesterday in the courtroom.
You see it differently. So did I, actually.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't call what we saw yesterday a nothing burger.
Ever.
First of all, there's the issue of what we talked about just before. But also, how do you know? I mean, the reason that there's no evidence is that these two attorneys just came and said, we use cash, and there's no record, no receipts. And, yes, that creates a real evidentiary problem, but it doesn't answer necessarily the question for the court. But also the Department of Justice has prosecuted people for essentially kickbacking money for the use in vacations, trips, and airplane tickets. So this is not some bizarre theory that's being pursued. It's something that the U.S. government has actually prosecuted people for. Now, does that mean that the judge is going to feel that this case has been made with enough sufficiency? You know, I'm not too sure of that. I think this puts the judge in a very difficult position. I think that it's clear that Willis acted unethically. I think it's clear that she and Wade are harming this case. But the judge could very well say, I don't feel like I have enough evidence to disqualify you, but I do think I have enough evidence to refer you to the bar.
So if for the case, what are the scenarios that could happen? They could kick them out and say you're off, and then they got to someone else has got to get the case.
Yeah, many people have been suggesting that the case itself could be effectively dismissed by the judge in light of the scandal. I've said all along that I just don't think that is likely. You don't see that in many of these cases. The most the courts will generally do is to disqualify the attorneys. The most extreme measure in these cases has been to transfer cases to another office for them to prosecute. But it's very doubtful that the court would toss out the case. There's a grand jury that met. They approved indictments, and I don't think the judge is going to change that. Now, whether Willis or Wade are counsel on the case, it remains a very significant question. Is there a chance that they could continue? Sure. And they will have succeeded in putting their personal agenda and interests ahead of their office and their case. I think that their conduct after the allegations is even more troubling because I think most attorneys would have seen this, particularly Mr. Wade's case, as a clear reason for me to withdraw. You know, even if he thinks that he's been wrongly accused,
yeah,
there's enough misconduct here on his part, enough questionable behavior, that you would think mm-hmm. that he would remove himself from the case.
Well, yeah, the problem is with her story, she got a best friend that has a different story. They said the relationship started in 2019, and she's like, well, she's not my friend anymore. Okay, good answer. Judge Scott McAfee will make the decision. Do you think this will be a rapid decision?
I think it will be. I think that he's going to not give it from the bench. He'll probably take a couple of days to consider it. I think that he is in a rough place here. I think that what he saw yesterday probably shocked him, coming from Wade and Willis. They were adopting positions that were transparently weak. You know, the funny thing is they're prosecuting Trump over the meaning of the word find. You know, that's one of the things that they've emphasized in their prosecution, that when Trump said all you need to do is find roughly 11,000 votes, and they say, well, that could only mean he's telling them to go essentially invent them or create them. Trump has said, no, what I was saying is I want a recount because that's all I would need. So saying that it's going to change hundreds of thousands of votes is really not the issue. I only need to find 11,000 votes. Now, we can differ on which interpretation is correct, but they're basically saying that's clearly incriminating. But when it came to their own actions, they were remarkably nimble. You know, they read to her the requirements under local rules that she should not be hiring or paying people she's romantically involved in. And she said, well, that's just for employees. I view him as an agent because he's under a separate contract. And it's a type of argument she would never accept as a prosecutor.
Right. We do know that we got a lot of color, way too much and not enough fact. And here's an example.
I paid for a bunch of stuff. I think we did two different wine tours that you do, which are pretty expensive. I think I bought him. He likes wine. I don't really like wine, to be honest with you. I like Grey Goose.
So you think that was important for the case?
It was. This is the first product placement in a major criminal case. And I think that she could really get a lot more of that cash if she just goes to Grey Goose and say, pay up, okay? I mean, I just totally pegged your product on national television for tens of millions of people.
Right. They could say, you know, we first met at Home Depot. We bought lumber because it's always the most affordable. And then we love the home and garden stuff. We both have a passion for gardening, and the shovels that they have are just fantastic if you act now. So that would have been interesting. So we're not going to see anything today. When you look at the New York trial real quick, Alvin Bragg's going to get to start on March 25th, at which time they got this surprise evidence. Besides the Stormy Daniels situation and the other woman that happened in the 90s that came up in 2015, that they allege a payment was made prior to the 2016 election, they got this surprise evidence. Do you have any idea what they're talking about?
No, and, you know, I've been a major critic of the Bragg case, which I think is openly and flagrantly political. This was a case that even the lead prosecutor in that office before Bragg refused. Bragg himself turned it down. And then the pressure built, and he went ahead and brought this case. And it's a case that effectively takes a federal crime that the Department of Justice found no evidence to prosecute, and then bootstrap it into a state case. It's ridiculous, and it shows the effort that they had to take. But this apparently is what New Yorkers want. You know, they've got Bragg and they have James, two people who are openly political, who promise to bag political opponents. And New Yorkers seem to want it that way, that this is, you know, this is the type of legal system that we want in New York.
Yeah, it's amazing that they keep electing me. I don't know anybody that is assured by this. Letitia James is even to the left of the left. So we'll see what happens there, because the jury, I'm worried, gets picked from the people that put them in office.
Well, I think that's – look, the fact is that the two worst jury pools for the former president are in New York and D.C. And there's a reason why Jack Smith divided his case. You know, he didn't bring everything in Florida. He wanted it in D.C., and he ended up getting a very favorable judge, and he got one of the best jury pools he could hope for. And that makes a big difference. And that's why a lot of defendants end up pleading guilty even when they assert their innocence, because the system can be heavily weighted against them.
Jonathan, I look forward to getting your reports. We have so many trials. There's so much nuance to it. I don't know how you could take a day off, but you probably can't. He's a constitutional law professor at GWU, but he first and foremost, he's his Fox go-to guy. Jonathan, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Brian.
And we'll see what happens downtown in New York City today. All right, so when we come back, I'll be able to squeeze in some of your calls. And then we have Congressman Jason Smith. There's a bipartisan, a problem solvers bill in the House that handles border security and foreign aid. I'll give you some detail. I'll get it from Jason Smith in a moment. Don't move.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, postnasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
I remember a particularly bad storm a few years back. The lights went out. My kids were terrified. All our food spoiled, and we were completely cut off from the world. I swore I would never put my family in that situation again. That's why I created the Patriot Power Generator 2000X. The Patriot Power Generator harnesses the endless power of the sun to power your lights, TV, medical equipment, and even your fridge. And the Patriot Power Generator is completely fume-free and silent, so it's 100% safe to use indoors. And the Patriot Power Generator never needs gas, ever. Go to PatriotSolar6.com now to see our entire line of powerful solar generators. From powering your cell phone while camping to powering your entire home, we have a power solution to fit your needs and budget. Go to PatriotSolar6.com now. That's Patriot, S-O-L-A-R, and the number 6.com. But order now before the next storm while we still got stock. Order today and receive free shipping and a free solar panel. Go to PatriotSolar6.com now.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Today's Doggy Dean's List comes from Hillsborough County, Florida. It all began when a family member reported an 11-year-old girl missing. Deputy Sarah Ernst and her canine, Mary Lou, got to work with their investigation, leading them to an area where neighbors reported a sighting near an apartment complex in the area. Mary Lou used her incredible sense of smell to try and find the girl. Very quickly, the dog led her co-workers to a locked bathroom in a park. The officers began to talk through the door and convinced the youngster to come out. In a statement, the team wrote, "Once again, this canine unit has proven its invaluable role to the community with their exceptional skills, successfully locating and bringing home a missing 11-year-old girl, reuniting her safely with her family. We couldn't be prouder of our team's commitment to service and determination to protect and serve." Well done, Deputy and Mary Lou. Keep up the good work. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Rob Reiner, who joined a tribute at the 75th Emmys for Norman Lear.
It's like a second father to me.
He shared one of many favorite memories of Lear.
There's a million because I've known him since I'm 8 years old. The biggest memory I have is that he told my father when I was 8 that I was funny. He was the first person to tell my dad I was funny.
As the show reflected on the past 75 years of TV, he reflected with us on how a retrospective like that can introduce shows to new audiences, while also showing how big the small screen has become.
If you look at the history of television, my father started in the late 40s, early 50s on the Show of Shows with Sid Caesar, and I've said he was on television before we owned the television. And we've seen the progression of what's happened, and then there's an explosion that we're seeing now because of, streaming and everything. We're seeing so many shows. There's so much creativity. It's hard to keep up.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
October 30th, 1974. It was the Rumble in the Jungle. World heavyweight champion George Foreman and former world champion Muhammad Ali entered the ring in Zaire in one of the first Don King promoted boxing matches. Muhammad Ali regained the world title from a younger and stronger Foreman and spoke to the press after the fight.
I had one hell of a Rumble. I had to beat Tarzan's behind first for claiming to be the king in the jungle. For this fight, I've wrestled with alligators. I've tussled with the whale. I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. I have murdered a rock. I injured a stone and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad I make medicine sick. I'm so fast, man, I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
That we all came away with a very strong impression that the administration is taking this very seriously and that the administration has a plan in place. We look forward to supporting them as they go to implement it. I think the Department of Defense today has indicated that what we're discussing is a Russian anti-satellite weapon. I do know that the administration has the belief that along this way they're going to be releasing additional information about that. But in the interim, I've got great faith in what the administration is currently doing to address this matter. And I appreciate the support and the working relationship on a bipartisan basis.
So that is Congressman Turner, Chairman Turner. I'm so confused. Look, if the Russians have this capability to blow up satellites, it's devastating. I know in the space race, we usually do pretty well. We're way ahead of them in almost everything. We were cooperating together. I'm not saying it's not possible or they're not doing it, but we're just hearing different things about what they're capable of and the timing of this statement. I think Mike Turner's really serious, and I think that he sees Russia as a big threat. And I think he's frustrated that they haven't done more, as the administration always dawdles. But I don't know what changes after Jake Sullivan briefs us. Now we know it. I know people should go ahead and understand that Russia will do everything to destroy us, as well as China. And now they're combined together. Although China, to a degree, is a little bit wary. And then you got Iran in there, you got North Korea in there, and what other devious people like the Houthi rebels on down. So it's an interesting world that's happening right now. I just wish we had somebody else in charge. When we come back, this bipartisan bill that might be coming out of the House.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Fought. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I know it's Valentine's Day. You know it's Valentine's Day. So let's get into what Valentine's Day represents. That's relationships, marriage, girlfriends, boyfriends. Brad Wilcox is all over this. He's the director of the National Marriage Project and a senior fellow of the Institute for Family Studies and author of a brand new book called Get Married, Why Americans Must Defy the Elites, Forge Strong Families, and Save Civilization. Brad, welcome.
Good to be here, Brian.
What prompted you to write this book?
Well, I've been studying kind of the effect of marriage on kids for a long time. I was raised by a single mom and kind of, you know, had the sense that marriage is beneficial for kids. But as I've been talking to UVA students, particularly younger women, what I'm hearing from them is just kind of like a voice of concern about their prospects for dating and marriage. And I just kind of realized that I think it's going to be harder and harder for our young adults today to get married. And so I wanted to write a book that kind of underlined the importance of marriage for adults and then kind of gave people some ideas about how they can forge strong families today.
Right. What have you found that people are pushing back on, which was natural in America? That was find some you love, get married, and have kids? Are people pushing back on that model?
Yeah, there's a kind of a, what I call a Midas mindset, where a lot of folks today, especially kind of elite liberals and outlets like Bloomberg and the New York Times, are kind of telling folks that, you know, the path to prosperity and happiness runs through education, money, and especially work. Kind of tends to discount, deny, devalue the importance of marriage. So that's sort of one thing that I've been seeing in the media. But I've also been seeing in the last couple of years, people on the online right, people like Andrew Tate and Pearl Davis, also kind of making a similar argument, but kind of targeting men. So the left is sort of saying to women, you know, you don't need marriage. And the online right is saying to men, you should steer clear of marriage. In fact, Pearl Davis called marriage a death sentence for men.
And who's so Pearl Davis?
She's a big online influencer. She's got a very big platform on Twitter and other YouTube platforms. And both she and Andrew Tate think that there's really no ROI. There's no return on investment for men. And one of their primary concerns is that they think that most marriages end in divorce for guys. They're wrong about that, but that's sort of their perspective, and they're articulating that, you know, to a lot of people online.
All right, so how does that relate to happiness?
Well, there's no better predictor of happiness in my research than marriage, especially a good marriage. So Americans who have what they would sort of describe as a good marriage are just much, much happier than other Americans who are either unmarried or Americans who are not doing so well in their marriage. But again, the quality of your marriage matters more than how much money you have, kind of job you have, how much sex you have. If you go to church services a lot, for instance, it's the number one factor. And a lot of Americans, I think, don't recognize, don't appreciate the importance of investing in their marriage and also then, of course, getting married in the first place.
And you say the term soulmate doesn't really apply to a successful relationship. How do you define soulmate?
Well, so I talked about sort of this idea of the myth of the soulmate in the Wall Street Journal this past weekend. And the basic idea there is that I think too many folks have this notion that love and marriage are about kind of an intense emotional or romantic connection. And that's basically it. And there's going to be kind of one perfect person that's going to fulfill you. It's going to kind of perfectly connect with you. And oh, by the way, if there's any kind of like, you know, difficulty or tensions, you know, in your relationship or in your marriage, you should kind of maybe just discard this current marriage and head, you know, for a new marriage. And I talk about the book by Liz Gilbert called Eat, Pray, Love, very famous book, very popular book, which kind of, I think, embodies that soulmate approach to love. The problem with that approach is that feelings are a fragile foundation for marriage. What we see is that people who understand that, yeah, romance is important, but also realize that marriage matters for their kids, matters for their kin, matters for their financial well-being, have kind of a richer view of, I call it the family first model of marriage, are more likely, of course, to steer clear of divorce court, but they're also happier in their marriages as well, because they're not kind of expecting to have like this intense romantic connection kind of running throughout their relationship, you know, for the next 10, 15, 30 years.
So what led you to this conclusion? Well, how did you go about your study?
So I look at more than 7 large national surveys, do a lot of statistical analysis with my colleague, Dr. Wendy Wang at IFS, the Institute for Family Studies, and then also interviewed more than 40 Americans kind of across the U.S. about their experiences with love and marriage and relationships.
And you're led to, okay, if you look at a successful two-person marriage, it also not only gives you a more rounded life, maybe a more happy life, but you also say, think about the kids. When you have kids, how do they do when they're from a two-parent household?
Now, I want to kind of preface my response here again by saying I was raised by a single mom, and, you know, there are many kids who are raised by single moms.
And you went to the University of Virginia.
And I went to UVA as an undergraduate.
And that is a elite college.
It's a good school, yep. And so, you know, many of kids who are raised by single parents can do just fine. I want to be clear about that. But I'm also a social scientist, and I can tell you that basically kids who are raised by, you know, their own married parents are more likely to be flourishing, Brian. We see, for instance, that boys who are, you know, being raised by their own married parents are about twice as likely to graduate from college compared to boys who are raised in, you know, some kind of non-intact family. What's also striking, probably the most striking thing in my book in terms of the kids' story, is that boys who are raised outside of an intact family are about twice as likely to end up in jail or in prison. They're more likely to go to jail or prison by the time they turn 30 than they are to graduate from college.
I think it's important to back that up. You said that if you are from a single or a broken family or
not
a single
so it could be single, step family, cohabiting.
You're more likely to be in prison than you
to
are
to go to prison or jail at some point before you hit 28. than you are to graduate from college. And by contrast, boys who are being raised by their own married parents are about four times more likely to graduate from college than they are to spend time in prison or jail. So just kind of a huge, you know, story there about education versus incarceration.
And you found, too, when it comes to minorities, Hispanic and black families, what was taught in their school, the success sequence matters to them. Right? Family matters to them.
Sure. So we have this idea out there called the success sequence. This is the notion that you get at least a high school degree, you work full time in your 20s, and you put marriage before the baby carriage. You take those three steps in terms of education, work, and marriage as a young adult. Your odds of being poor are just 3%. Your odds of kind of rising to the middle class or higher as a young adult are 86%. And this success sequence matters not just for white folks, you know, or for kids from rich families. It applies across the board. So black, Hispanic, lower income kids are much more likely to be flourishing if they take these three steps as they move into adulthood.
Going into the 60s, it's been said the black family was much more intact than it is today statistically.
Yes.
Even that was before the civil rights movement. Have you looked at this?
Yeah, I think what's striking is a lot of Americans don't realize that really from the 1870s to, I mean, it depends on kind of who you look at, the 1940s, early 50s, what we saw was that African Americans were actually more likely to marry than whites. And that's really kind of since the 1960s that there's been this, you know, huge gap growing between black and white families on the marriage front.
Why is that?
I think it's a couple of things. I think it's partly a cultural story. You know, in the 60s and 70s, we kind of devalued the importance of marriage. Sexual revolution was part and parcel of that as well. I think the way in which welfare policy rolled out in the 60s and 70s tended to de-emphasize, you know, and penalize marriage as well in ways that had a disparate impact on blacks. And then I think just there is still kind of an underlying fragility from slavery that has still kind of been with us. And as the broader society became kind of less marriage friendly, I think that kind of movement, both culturally and legally, had a disparate impact on African Americans. And then finally, economically, we saw obviously a move away from an industrial economy towards an information economy. And that hurt a lot of black working class men in terms of their marriage ability.
Do you also think that government programs had a negative effect, even if the intention was to have a positive effect?
Yes. So I think, you know, certainly back in the 60s and 70s, a lot of poor families kind of had marriage effectively being penalized by the way in which welfare policies were crafted. And then today it's actually more of a working class issue because just the way in which benefits are structured. So a lot of couples, both black and white, Hispanic, you know, who are working class today, tell me that when they're making decisions about marriage, things like the structure of Medicaid and how it works discourages them from putting a ring on it.
All right. So also you bring up this. There are things government can do to help. You can incentivize. For example, don't penalize people if they're single, but provide a bigger child tax credit for multiple kids, right, or for kids. Bigger allowances. You notice what the military does. If you get married in the military, they give you a bigger house, bigger allowance. There's almost an incentive.
There is.
So can you do
that in society? Right.
I know Hungary's gone to the great extent. They're actually paying their families to have more kids.
Yeah, so in terms of, I think, you know, a lot of folks in D.C. particularly that I've spoken with who are kind of what I'd say naysayers. They say nothing can be done to strengthen marriage, strengthen families. And I say, well, do you know that the biggest federal agency in America has a very pro-marriage policy? And they kind of look at me blankly. I'm like, well, the Department of Defense, you were just saying military, if you get married in, you know, your partner has access to benefits in terms of housing and health care. They're just much better. If you cohabit, they don't have access to those benefits. And we see in America today.
So you just live together.
Correct. Right. We see that whites, blacks, working class Americans, guys who've served in the military, much more likely to have gotten married than their civilian peers. And it shows us then that kind of the way in which the military approaches things by incentivizing marriage could be a model for how we could restructure federal policy in general to do more incenting and less penalizing marriage.
And by the way, we're talking to Brad Wilcox. He's giving us a great topic at a great time. It's February 14th, and we're talking about his book, Get Married, Why Americans Must Defy the Elites, Forge Strong Families, and Save Civilizations. Do you also think, to be dispassionate about it, structure matters? Because in marriage, you have a structure. You have a system. You know, got to get the kids off school. I got to buy a house. See if we can get a bigger house. See if we can put a dormer on. Let's see if we can get a fence. Let's get that lawn handled. Let's get a job. Let's get vacation. So I know exactly where I'm going. When you know, especially in the military, one thing people say when they get out of the military, they get out of sports. all of a sudden the coach is not telling them what time practice is, telling them what to eat, how much to lift. In the military, they're not saying you got to be here at a certain time, even if you don't like doing those things. So there is a format.
Exactly. I think it's actually particularly important for men. So I was talking to a guy in the outer suburbs of Washington, D.C., actually a conservative. Good job, six-figure salary, he owns his own home. So by kind of the culture standards of what I call the Midas mindset, he should be doing just fine. But he doesn't have a girlfriend, he's not married. And kind of he was sort of palpably lonely and directionless in the evenings and on the weekends. And he kind of said, like, he just doesn't feel like there's much meaning and direction in his life. So I think particularly for guys, without kind of the purpose and direction that a wife and kids bring to their lives, you know.
An obligation to help others, not for yourself, right?
Exactly.
Live it's about we, not me.
Yeah, totally. That's part of my book's message.
That's part of it. Yeah.
So I think for guys especially, not having this kind of mission and direction and even just sort of a routine on the weekends and the evenings can be really hard for a lot of guys.
When we get back, I want to ask Brad about this part. Elites and people against the idea of marriage and tradition, and even though they might be the product of it, because what he's seeing, because you are a professor at the University of Virginia. Back in a moment. Brad, you going to stick around?
Yes, I'll do.
And by the way, you can always watch us on the Fox News app. You click on watch, and you just scan over, and you can see the cameras. If you have watching on Fox Nation, you can also watch on the phone. Don't move.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
In a crisis, your number one need is food. Because when things go sideways, it's always one of the first things to sell out. But if you wait to stock up, all you'll find at the grocery store are crowds of desperate people and empty shelves. That's why FEMA and the Red Cross say you need at least 72 hours of non-perishable food. But here's the good news. Four Patriots, the trusted preparedness company, is offering listeners of this station a special buy one, get two free deal on its best-selling 72-hour survival food kits. This new and improved kit has 20 servings of delicious food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all designed to last for 25 years. It sells for $29 and has been rated 4.4 stars by thousands of happy customers. But when you act quickly and buy one kit, you will get two more kits absolutely free. That's three kits for the price of one, $58 in free food. Go to freefood4.com. That's freefood4.com. This deal won't last. Go to freefood4.com now.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Fallon, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Well, they say there are certain things that shouldn't be brought up at the kitchen table, but not here at the Duffys. So pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
And we're going to share some real-life solutions as well to the everyday issues that you all talk about. We're going to talk about some of those things that we agree on.
And some that we don't.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Brad Wilcox is here. He's the director of the National Marriage Project, a senior fellow at the Institute for Family Studies, author of a brand new book called Get Married, Why Americans Must Defy the Elites, Forge Strong Families, and Save Civilization. And by the way, especially, it's this great theme, too, and I'm sure it's not a coincidence that Valentine's Day is today.
Yes.
So people talk about relationships. Tell me if this is right, Brad, because sometimes I type things wrong. 73% of students at elite colleges, not just Ivy, come from two-parent families. And 51% of high school seniors, I did not finish that sentence, so I'll stop saying it. Most marriages, you say this too, most marriages do not end in divorce. So that 50% thing is not true.
Right. So there's two different points that, you know, I think to touch on there. One is that what I'm seeing at elite universities, including UVA, is that the vast majority of those kids are actually coming from intact families. And what's striking about that is that only about one in two kids across the board, you know, have intact families growing up. So it's just kind of showing us that even though a lot of our elite students tend to be very progressive on family issues, they're benefiting from this more traditional institution that is the intact married family. That's kind of a bit of a, you know, a contradiction. But then on the divorce question, what we're seeing is that a lot of Americans believe today that one in two marriages end in divorce. But actually, divorce has been coming down since 1980, Brian. So that means that today, most people who are getting married go the distance. And so it kind of gives us a note of hope when it comes to encouraging our young adults to get married.
Right. It's interesting because everyone says, oh, you know, one of every two marriages, you said you found out in your studies, it doesn't happen. So, but when you get those kids to these elite institutions, now, right. I know you have so many friends in who are professors, and the ones you experience at the University of Virginia, do they appreciate the two-parent family? Or do they think that, do they realize the role that you say it plays in their success?
So obviously, you know, they're professors across, you know, the spectrum, but they tend to be on the left side. And so there are some folks who would kind of explicitly articulate this idea that marriage doesn't matter. I talk about it as the family diversity myth. And it's this idea that's really about love and money, that any kind of configuration for kids works just fine as long as, you know, the parent or parents are loving or the adults are loving and as long as they have enough money. And what they don't, I think, appreciate is that the intact married family is the strongest option for our kids, you know, on average today. And that's in part because the intact married family is the situation where you have two parents who are most likely to be spending actually a lot of time and giving a lot of affection and also kind of having the best kind of discipline. So the love, if you will, is stronger in the intact family. And then also financially, there's just no question that when you stay together, you're able to accumulate income and assets, you know, far better than if you're doing it as a single parent or if you're kind of moving in and out of a series of relationships or marriages.
And now I heard this too. I think this is from a different group, the Ramsey group, but they say that having joint checking accounts. Do you believe that too?
Yeah. So I report in the book, basically the couples who have joint accounts, you know, are about 15 percentage points more likely to be very happy. Also much less likely to get divorced. And I contrast this with Susie Orman's advice, and she's, you know, this big financial guru, and she tells couples to kind of have separate accounts and keep your financial autonomy. I'm like, that's, you know, autonomy and marriage don't go together like a horse and carriage, right? It's about we before me, like you were saying. And so when it comes to money, having a we before me approach to money is much more sensible. Actually, have an experimental study that just came out from Indiana that randomly assigned newlyweds to either joint accounts or single accounts and found that the couples who were assigned to separate accounts had a bigger decline in marital quality in the first 2 years of marriage. So pretty rigorous evidence that We Before Me money is the way to go.
So one thing you have, and just to go through the success sequence, tell me if I have it right, and I don't get my feelings hurt if I don't record correctly. One, have a high school degree. Number two, work full-time in your 20s. And number three, marrying before you have children.
Correct.
So these are the things that set yourself up to be successful.
A lot of Americans, you know, I think don't realize that there really are three pillars to kind of the American dream, financially speaking, and those are education, work, and marriage. And if you kind of, you know, understand that and act accordingly, you're much more likely to make it in America.
And let's end with this. You say generations talk left, but they walk right. What do you mean?
So I'm talking about our elites tend to talk left and then walk right. And so
talking politically?
Politically, culturally, you know, so professors, you know, college presidents, Hollywood, you know, producers and moguls, journalists. So what I mean by that, and I talk in the book, you know, about Reed Hastings at Netflix, and there's like a lot of offerings from Netflix that you could wonder about.
Big time lefty.
But he has this thing called Marriage Story, this film that they produced, totally negative portrait of marriage. But he himself has had a stable marriage, I think, of more than 30 years, two kids. They worked on their marriage when they had tough times, and they got through that. So he's an example of a very marriage-minded elite.
Right. Hey, yeah, look at what they're doing, not what they're saying. Get Married, name of the book. Brad, love your insight. Thanks so much for doing it, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks, Brian. You too.
Back in a moment.
Have you seen car prices lately? Well, due to supply chain issues, the average price of a used car has skyrocketed almost 50% from 5 years ago. Let's face it, it's a bad time to buy a car. That means you need to keep your current vehicle even longer. That's why I am protected by CarShield, and you should too. Call CarShield now at 800-899-6155 or go to carshield.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N. CarShield offers low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plans to the general public that could save thousands on out-of-pocket repair costs. On covered auto repairs, you pay almost nothing. And CarShield includes 24-hour roadside assistance, towing, and rental car options with every plan option. The best news? While everything else may be going up, CarShield offers plans to fit any budget. Visit carshield.com/LEVIN right now and save 20% on your plan. Or call 800-899-6155. That's 800-899-6155 to save 20% today.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Please apply now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.